That's right. Cousin Joe Show is where it's at. Yeah, the Cousin Joe Show will be right back.
Welcome to the Cousin Joe Show.
Welcome.
How's everybody doing on this
Tuesday?
Eve of Hallows Eve?
Yes. Gate Night Eve? Hell Night, whatever you guys call it?
Yeah. Around here it was Gate Night.
You go around, you throw the toilet paper and the eggs and whatnot.
I remember queers in New Jersey calling it Goosey Night.
That sounds pretty queer, yeah.
Right?
We're going out goosing.
Ian?
Ooh. Yes, I never heard of that.
Oh, Ian's here. It's nice of you to join us.
Well, it worked out that we could do the show Tuesday instead of Thursday this week, because if we did Thursday, Ian wouldn't be able to make it.
Look, the chat's going nuts. Ian's here.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong. It's not like I moved the show for Ian. I would never
do
that.
We tricked Ian. We told Ian we were going to do Thursday. He's like, I can't do it, Joe. And he's like, I'm only free every other night. And Joe said Tuesday, and Ian was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Actually, tonight is Ian's 4-year anniversary from the first time he was on the show. Right, Ian?
To the day.
You should have told me that before. I would have thought of something special to do.
He got me donuts.
He texted you this morning.
No, he sent
three of us.
Right, that's not a text. That's a group message. I barely pay attention to group messages.
I'm sorry, you're above that, Hollywood.
No, it just... Anyway.
I have my assistant read those to me at night.
Maureen says, Halloween rocks. You will not convince me otherwise. I'm not shitting on Halloween.
Maureen calls it mischief night.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's what... Ian, what was the holiday where older kids would go get a bunch of cans of Barbasol from Walgreens and
Halloween.
Put it in.
What? No, the night before, didn't you guys?
Devil's Night?
Yeah, Devil's, that's another name for it. Basically, anything but Goosey Night sounds good.
Yeah.
All these names work, but Goosey Night.
I think Gate Night is Rockland County stuff,
yeah.
Because when I moved up here from the city briefly, that's what it was.
Yeah, that's what I've always
Why heard. Do they call it, what does that mean?
I have no idea. Why do they call it Devil's Night?
It's cooler than Gate.
You could say it's cooler, but you still don't know what it means. You're not all dressing up with horns.
No,
on
you're not.
Going out paper toileting, toilet papering.
Cabby wants to know, is it me or is Joe less greasy tonight?
Well, I didn't put any shit in my hair, so maybe that's why.
Oh, it's all natural.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And I showered like 2 hours before the show, so.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think I'm more greasy tonight.
Are you? I can't ever tell.
You can't tell if I'm greasy?
No, I can't tell if you're less or more. I just always see grease.
Nice.
Anyway, congratulations and welcome.
4 years, I'm here. Thanks for having me. Are you touching me?
Oh, I forgot. You don't like that. I'm sorry.
Oh, he doesn't like touching. That's right.
You touch me.
Only if it's a donut.
Well, a lot of nicknames already in the chat. One I want to read. Because the second one, Casper, doesn't go well with the first one. It doesn't make it sound really good. Stan might not be the only one with a list because of the first one. Sorry, we're confusing anyone listening on the audio who's not reading the chat. And that would be feeds.feedburner.
If you guys are listening to this audio in 6 months when it's up.
No, I've been consistent. I've been uploading the audio the same night right after we go off the air.
Nice.
And our good pal Royce from Daywave, Revenge of the Sis, is helping me a lot, helping me big time get that audio up on the same night. So... if you want to put that RSS feed thingy in your iTunes or whatever it is, it's just simply feeds.feedburner/Cousin Joe.
Cousin Ian, got a question for you. How has the Cousin Joe Show changed over the years?
That's a very interesting question.
And by the way, feel free to answer that as brutally honest as you can. Remember,
well, people listen now. That's one.
Okay.
That is a difference.
Right.
That is true.
You don't get as mad if we... like, do shit like that.
Right, well, I was going to say, in regards to what you...
What about this?
That bothers me.
You got over that a little bit?
Yeah, it's... I don't say it anymore. I just think, that asshole. But I don't say it. But when you joined, it was in the old studio.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Where, God, you know...
Some great things happened in that old studio, by the way.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Some good things.
But just not to sound egotistical. This is why I like watching the shows back sometimes. I don't always get a chance to watch our shows back. I was watching last week's back before I went to bed. And fucking, it's either because I'm reading the chat or it's just my ADD, whatever. The amount of fucking quick, hysterical one-liners Dan throws out I miss live and then watch it back, I'm hysterical.
Thank you.
But... what brings me to that is was talking about how my wet dream that I had. Ian wasn't here last week. And
no.
Of course he didn't listen.
I tuned in and out.
You didn't listen.
I heard enough. You can give me a quiz at the end of the night.
Well, this just bring you up to speed. Something about how I, after I quit Coke, was the only time I had a wet dream.
Like, so one time ever?
Yeah. And it wasn't a sex dream. It was, I was standing on a roof ledge shooting anti-tank missiles and rockets at tanks in a war zone. And Dan just goes, you're living in a war zone.
You came during that dream?
I missed that live, and that was fucking brilliant. So that being said, what?
You came during a dream where you were shooting missiles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no sex going on.
Fuck.
My wet dream was...
Right?
That sounds like something I should probably tell a shrink.
Like, wait.
Yeah, probably. I just don't know how that's even... lead with that.
Huh?
I don't even understand how that's possible.
But you gotta remember, I was doing, like, at least a gram of Coke a day for 8 months. I stopped cold turkey on my own, and I'm laying in bed for a week and recovering, and that was one of the things that happened.
Oh, all right. What else happened? What's the other things that happened?
Well, something apparently seems to be happening in the chat.
Joe totally doesn't have a microwave Coletta.
Those are vinyl records behind me.
They just float in the air like that, not leaning on anything.
It's on top of a shelf that's magnetic.
There's strings from the ceiling, too.
Yeah, puppet strings. You can't see those. Like, the ones they use in Mission Impossible to hold Tom Cruise up, you can't see them. They're right. Just, you know?
Except those might have to be stronger.
But I bring that up because... I'm bringing up Dan's war zone joke because when you joined the show, I was at that old place in that old environment with that different, would you say personality, Dan?
Personality's good.
Okay. For starters, is that what you're getting at?
Let's use that.
Okay. So, yes, if you want to answer that question, how has the show changed in the 4 years you've been hearing it?
Well, you're more laid back. Like I was saying, you're more laid back. I think, in all seriousness, I think having a girlfriend helps you.
I know it does.
I think you're definitely...
Settles you a little.
Yeah, you're definitely the kind of guy that wants companionship and to give all your love to one person, and you're doing that now.
I can't believe that Ian's being serious.
That's a positive change.
I'm waiting for the ball breaking.
No hammer.
You're absolutely right.
So it's all... It seems like it's all good things. I mean, I think it's a better show, quicker show. There's good continuity. The listeners are hilarious.
Seriously. That is a giant change.
And not a knock to... But the quantity... we'd play, to... it'd be a few people there, but this is just...
Oh, you can't even keep up with the funny things being said.
I know. I miss so many... Because I'll go back and listen sometimes, too, and, like, watch the live chat, and I've missed a ton of stuff.
If I could, answer as well as Ian, probably one of the biggest changes, I think, is you guys. For one, you're there. We didn't have this giant audience, thanks to... our pals Royce and Mersch, 4 years ago. And we definitely didn't, the ones we had, some
of them were
really funny, but...
Where's Flame and Freshet with your Dago mustache and your greasy hair?
I ain't ready for this. Hold your ass, sweet face.
Oh, this is a good song.
Thank you, Madman 992.
What? Order your own copy of the Stick It In My Ass single and get this.
What the fuck?
It's great.
Well, now I gotta play.
I don't know if Ian gets that reference.
I don't.
I'm very excited for the Cousin J. Baruchel Halloween Spectacular tonight.
Yeah.
Will Mr. Baruchel do something festive? Also, hello, Cousin Handsome Dan and Cousin Ian.
I'm the handsome one.
Thank you, Frozen Asian. I don't know. Are we going to do something festive?
I suggested something before.
You've been sniffing a lot.
Yeah, you guys don't want to listen.
I didn't say
it. Give it a second. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, hang on. Ian, very excited about something.
This is a very involved...
Very dramatic.
Pop and pussy.
It's a very dramatic version. But first, let me go back to Madman 92. And again, thank you, Frozen Asian. But this is, of course, from my short film. Dennis put this together.
From the hip-hop roots of Eminem and Gangsta Fag comes an artist that Source Magazine calls a breath of fresh air, flaming fresh. Never before has the hip-hop community experienced such a combination of the hood and raw homosexual rage.
Oh, I'm blowing up his shit!
Oh, yeah!
I tell that niggas what's good.
They put the horn in?
So well done. So our producer Dennis doing it.
I want to play this in my car.
Hope you have a bass tube.
Driving around town.
Could have a subwoofer.
Yeah. Just put that in there. The best thing is Ian doesn't know what this is referencing.
You've seen the short film, right?
Which Town one? Magazine hails him with his original style.
Yeah. What?
BET
what are we talking about?
This is the best thing since NWA and Five Simply Prince Fagalicious.
I ain't ready for this.
Yeah?
The short film where I address.
I never saw it. I've seen it in the intro.
You're a bad friend.
I've seen other stuff.
20 minutes long.
It is?
Can't make
that sounds way too long.
You're an asshole.
20 minutes sounds too long for whatever you're talking about. Stick it in my ass single. Are you proud? Is this your song?
This is... Joe made a wonderful student film on YouTube.com/CousinJoe that he played a great American... institution character of Flamin' Fresh
for a writing class.
This is the gay wigger character.
Yes,
You're boiling it down too far. I mean, it was deeper than that.
Thank you.
It was a lot more than
layered.
Just,
it's nuanced.
It was very layered.
Am I missing nuances?
So, apparently, sometimes I didn't know this. Sometimes, when a woman leaves you, you turn very, very gay. And that Joe taught me that.
That's not what the movie was about.
It was yeah. Joe,
I'll watch it. Send me a link.
Joe got very, very gay in the movie. And it was
I was a gay wigger, yes.
Robin says you're lucky that you don't know where this is from. Until Joe straps you down to watch it later.
Just to give Royce an update, and I know some of you people, and I think even you, Dan, some people in the chat have been asking over the weeks, has my girlfriend ever seen that? I showed it to her this weekend.
Oh, you gave her, like, her own Halloween viewing?
Yes. She's
scared?
It was a special...
Was she scared of it? What did she think?
Did she
critique it?
No.
What did she feel?
I think she enjoyed it for what it was.
What was it?
That's a good question.
Look.
Hey, listen, at least he finished it and released it. I mean, at least there's that.
That's
right?
True.
Yeah.
It's rare.
That's right. JJ Stoner, thank you. JJ Stoner says, holy shit, I've known Joe for less years and have been a good enough friend to watch his masterpiece. Thank you. Thank you, JJ Stoner.
On what occasion, though? Where was he when he watched that?
Strapped down like Joe.
Just like Clockwork Orange, toothpicks in his eyes, yeah. So he couldn't close them.
You know, if I had to imagine.
You can go home when I have compliments.
I would say him and his old lady got a bowl of popcorn, sat on the couch, and put my flick on.
Well, it's probably a bowl.
I'll watch it tonight when the show's over.
Thanks.
Okay.
Me and Joe critiqued it 1 week.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really good.
Omega Wolf. After saying, I would show my girlfriend the movie, so Joe is newly single.
Joe now single Coletta.
One of the things that I was hesitant about showing the film to her was not the content. It wasn't how poorly it's edited. It's not how bad the sound quality is.
It was the acting.
Mwah!
There. That's
beautiful.
What it is.
You should see it.
Oh, I can't wait now. I feel so out of the loop.
You should feel out of the loop.
I would say it was like Shakespeare, but I don't want to insult it.
Mm. You don't want to insult Shakespeare?
I don't want to insult your movie.
Oh, okay. You wouldn't.
It wasn't. It wasn't low, like a low-level Shakespeare type
of
thing.
Was there a plot to it?
Yeah, I said he a woman.
Oh, that's all real.
Left him.
I thought you made that up.
And then no, and then he
turned
him
gay.
There's a reason it's
very gay.
Reason it's broken into parts.
Very much.
There's part one and part two.
Lots of gay sex.
Specifically say in the film, in my Rod Serling-like introduction where I'm lighting and holding a cigarette, that part one was true, part two, the wigger gay character...
was truer.
Untruer.
Untruer. Less true.
Less true.
Sorry.
Yeah, exactly, JJ Stoner. Ian's Ian, though, so he's just allowed to do whatever the fuck he wants. Yeah.
Maureen says she liked it.
He's got a point there.
I like how you embraced that.
Kane Amon wants to know what her reaction was to it.
There were some chuckles.
Standing applause?
No.
Oh. Well, that just seems mean. But Robin says the stand-up was better.
That was inaccurate.
Sorry, I clapped in your microphone.
It's okay. It's all right.
Casper says, ever seen those pizza delivery porns where there's a hole in the middle of the pizza and the dude put his thing through it?
So, I didn't make a porn.
Was that song from that movie, though?
It was a remix.
Yeah.
That was your song, though?
Yeah, I was writing, I mean, spoiler alert.
His character. My character.
Flamin' Fresh was writing a song with his gay lover. And
those were the lyrics?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's good, man.
I thought so.
You dug down for that.
Thank you very much. Running deep.
You have to write what you know, they say.
Mm-hmm. Wait, no. No.
It's important. See, sometimes it's hard for an artist to express how they feel, so they do it through their art.
Right, right.
And that's
You can't call the muse. The muse calls you.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, you hacks against hacks.
What do you say?
Any announcements tonight, Joe? Well, you missed it last week. And I'm not even going to get into it. Anyway. Sorry. You two were talking?
I don't know.
No, we were just talking about your artistic expression.
Well, I'm glad I interrupted it then.
Yeah, because art just, it comes from within.
We should make a new one.
Your real feelings.
I still have the costume. I just got to find it. Because I might.
It's a t-shirt and pants.
Why don't you just fuck Dan in the costume?
Why do I?
Because I'm not always here.
I'm not a donut.
I'm not always here.
Why does that?
So, Thursday, Nick's having a Halloween party. And I'm assuming
you're going to.
All the listeners are invited, right?
Watch?
Yeah. I'm sure Nick wouldn't mind if I give out his address. And you guys are welcome. I'm assuming he expects me to dress up, even though he knows me.
You're going to dress as Flamin' Fresh?
I did it once before.
You're going to bring his Halloween movie? Party. You want to burn the movie to a DVD and bring it with you?
No, I would just dress up at
Probably
it.
Do that. As,
you know what?
You can sign it for him.
This is always fun, because again, I did this a couple years ago.
Was he in it? No, he wasn't in it, right?
Nick, no.
He's smart.
No, just, I don't think him and I were talking at the time. It was that period.
See that, Nick? Look, you missed out on.
Yeah. Could have had an IMDb page. You know what's great about wearing the Flamin' Fresh Wigger costume is going to a Halloween party with friends of friends that you've never met before, and they're obviously, this is going to shock you, have never seen the film Can I Help You? So, the questions, what are you supposed to be? And then I have to go, all right, so,
You should just act like it's a film they should know instead of saying it's your film.
Just be a pompous asshole?
No.
You haven't seen that
film?
No,
because I think it's more pompous to say, oh, well, I made a film and this is my character in the film. I think it's easier to just be like, oh, no, it was like a reference to a movie.
Or just say I'm a gay wigger.
That's also true.
What about when they go, well, what movie?
Just say I'm a gay wigger.
All right. All right, fine.
You don't have to have a specific one.
Nobody wants any preamble.
Scorsese, De Niro, Pacino, Day-Lewis, Coletta.
Day-Lewis.
I was a method actor. You know, in between
takes. Yeah,
he was really having gay sex with that
guy. Just my own, once.
That's how you know. He was really method. Coke and fucking that dude.
And wet dreams about missiles.
Yep.
At tanks.
Every time they show a video of, like, the Koreans shooting off missiles, he just comes everywhere.
Do you think, if you had the choice, would you rather have, like, the best blowjob of your life or watch, like, 10 minutes of the best fireworks? Or light the best fireworks possible?
All right. Hang on.
Wow, this is longer than I thought.
So, the question is, would I rather get, what, a 10-minute?
Like, a 10-minute, the best blowjob you could imagine, or 10 minutes of lighting the best fireworks you could imagine having?
Why can I have both?
I'm asking you to choose.
Yeah, it's a...
You want to know which one I would enjoy more?
Which one would you pick to do?
Thank you, David Murdoch.
Oh, David Murdoch, who...
Speaking of blowjobs.
Does some of the best... Dan, I'm always telling you about the hilarious soundboard prank calls.
Yeah.
It started for me with Fred Herbert.
Oh, yeah, Fred Herbert.
We have it on the soundboard. We have a couple, right?
I've heard that, if that means anything.
Wow.
Then I made some calls under the YouTube name Earl Rogers, like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I forget what happened. I got to get back into it. But David Murdoch is one of the, David Murdoch 4, number 4 on YouTube. It's one of the OGs, one of the best. And he did the clip. Remember I was showing you before the show, Springfield pervert calling up that gay hotline and getting the Georgia guy. The Big Daddy Cock. Remember?
Oh, God, yeah. We got to get to that tonight.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to play that tonight, David Murnock. It's been since we brought this show back in, what, April?
Madman92 says, want to ruin anything else? Maybe Christmas?
Thank you for the donation, Madman92.
Why? Because I'm ruining Halloween. He's just, you know.
I'm adding to it.
He's adding to Halloween.
Well, they were saying, it's since April we brought the show back. We never really introduced the audience here to some of the hilarious soundboard prank calls that are out there. The amount of days, I shouldn't say this on the air. The amount of days at work that I spent with a Bluetooth earbud when I'm not listening to Royce's Daywave.
Mm-hmm. Good save.
And it's just, no, it's true though. The rest of the day is just, remember, I told you that one story like 2 weeks ago. My Bluetooth disconnected because I walked too far away from my computer. So people in the office just heard, like, to suck on some dick. 8 inches. And I had to quickly run back and lower the speakers. Yet. So if you're listening through Bluetooth on your work computer, definitely lower those speakers. You never know when it's going to disconnect. Hey, Marie. How's it going? Hi, Royce. What are we laughing at?
No, Royce is like, hi, Dan. Hi, Ian. Joe.
They seem to think you're dodging this question, Joe. Blowjob or fireworks?
Okay, look. But you said the best.
The best of either one. Yeah, you can
That's
have
not what you said. You said
I said the best fireworks you could imagine.
The best blowjob or the best fireworks? What would you rather have?
Or just even average, whatever it is. Would you rather be getting blown or lighting fireworks?
You know what? I have an electronic firing system, so why can't I sit back, get blown
because
while
you're
I'm
missing
hitting
the point.
Button?
You're missing the point. It's a choice.
No, I know. I'm just trying to weasel my way out of it.
Don't you know, he doesn't want to admit how fucking queer
he is. He doesn't
want to
admit that fireworks.
You're going to pick fireworks.
He wants to see explosions.
But not on girls' faces, only in the air.
You can give her fireworks.
That's right.
You can. You play that little patriotic music.
Push that little happy button.
The music. The fireworks are the music. I hate when they play music at fireworks shows. And it's always, it's always fucking, it's always Springsteen, Born in the USA.
Always, which is,
The most anti-US, unpatriotic song ever.
Yeah.
I don't know when people are going to figure that out.
Surely stand up.
All right, so I have to answer the question, huh?
Next to you, fireworks.
Yes. And if fireworks wins, we have to find something that can beat fireworks for him.
Someone says, people are saying, how about a blowjob during fireworks? I guarantee you Joe would, like, push her head away.
No. I suggested that because
I know you suggested it, but I can't see you. I can't see you focusing on two things. Like, no, hold on.
I once had a blowjob during a Yankee playoff game, and I'm like, these are two amazing
things.
Dude,
I did too.
There you go.
They lost.
Was it this year?
Yeah, it was.
Too bad I'm not a sports fan.
They got eliminated.
I don't know what I've never.
On the night they got eliminated.
We'll talk about Pearl Jam then.
No, I'm saying I never.
I've got a Pearl Jam blowjob.
Did you get Pearl Jam one at a concert?
No. I just it was on.
Yeah.
Still. So Joe, fireworks or blowjob?
3 innings. It was great.
What was 3 innings?
The blowjob.
You had 3-inning blowjob?
Oh, yeah.
Top and bottom of the... Like, 3 complete innings? A third of a game?
It was like a 2.5 innings, maybe.
So you're talking like a 35-minute blowjob?
It was long.
Like, nonstop?
It was... She's talented. She's a good girl.
Wow. So, Marie wants to know, what if the fireworks launcher was shaped like a dick?
Oh, there you go.
I mean, it kind of is. Any mortar is shaped like a dick.
Oh, shit.
And the camera for Ian is actually taped to a mortar right now.
Why would you need that, Joe?
What?
Why do you need that for?
What?
Why do you need a mortar firer?
It's a mortar tube. It's to launch shells out of.
Why do you have that?
He was trying to give you an out.
Because when I...
is not the FBI in the chat tonight?
Who the fuck is you?
Is Joe telling more stories about his totally cool Bluetooth headset? He's such a badass.
All right, Mersh, you fucking asshole. really, really painful to listen to.
Wow. This is good. Is that more than one person playing that?
Is that a recorder?
Yeah.
Oh my, that's one of the more annoying sounds on earth.
And sadly, it's not a video of a guy doing it. It's just a...
It's not hot cross buns. And
oh, my kids had that.
Again, thank you, I think, Mersh. And, of course, Nightwave Radio will be live an hour after we go off tonight. 10 p.m. Nightwave Radio. All right, so we're moving on, right, guys?
Fine.
Okay.
Joe doesn't like blowjobs, is what he's saying.
Somebody upped the ante, but I think they upped it the wrong way.
What? How'd that go?
Because they said, question more difficult, best BJ ever or lighting fireworks with a flamethrower drone? And I'm like, that's just going to tip it way over.
But now there's not even a chance.
He wasn't even sure. Like, he would probably trade in a blowjob for a sparkler, really. Like, if we weren't at
it. Do you know what it is? I gotta explain.
Blowjobs aren't illegal, so they don't get you off. I get it.
They're illegal in public.
Good point.
In Pennsylvania, they're legal, and that's, of course, the only place I go to do them.
Blowjobs?
Both.
Fuck.
Elf the Nemesis. Joe uses mortar tubes instead of a fleshlight. The gunpowder residue is his favorite lubricant. So, look, I have to say, the reason I'm going back and forth, and it's not just a simple blowjob answer, I didn't get to scratch...
Sorry. Marie just had a great point.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to... what if you got all the blowjobs you wanted, but instead of ejaculating, your dick shot off fireworks?
Whoa.
Right?
Yeah, you'd kill her, though.
No. After, like, you just... Ooh, I'm gonna come!
Roman candle style, yeah.
I think that might happen.
To pick a superhero power, that would be that.
That's it, right?
Just shoot fire out of your cock?
Yeah, never ending.
Except you have to come every time. So you gotta be like, stop!
Wait, so it'll feel like I'm coming?
Pumping away, yeah.
With, like...
And then it's just, when you come, it fires out fireworks instead of cum.
You never have kids.
Yeah. I don't think that's a good trade, though. Think of how many times you could save the world. Like,
how do you save the world with that power?
Because if there's a criminal mastermind, you just... I mean,
Joe not having kids is kind of doing his part to save the world a little bit.
I'm sitting right here.
Hi, Joe.
Joe, we're talking really quick.
Oh, 4 years. I didn't mean to interrupt. Sorry. Yeah, welcome. 4 years.
Good to be here.
4 years.
Congratulations, Ian, for being here for 4 years.
Joe, kick you in the head if you distract me with a pesky blowjob while I'm watching fireworks stiletto.
Rick Garrett, best blowjob ever at Pearl Jam concert or lighting fireworks with a flamethrower drone?
No, see, that the Pearl Jam concert might be distracting. I don't think you want to be being blown at a concert.
Why not?
It depends on what song.
Depends on what
song. If it's even flow, I'm not barely listening anyway. I've heard it a million times.
But what if it's like a slower jam and it's to the beat?
Would you want to get blown like low light? Tremor Christ?
Right?
Bah, bah, bah,
yeah, like...
Okay. Blow light.
There you go.
She could do even flow, too.
That sounds like there'd be a lot of gagging involved in that. I never got why that was hot.
The gagging?
Yeah, hearing a girl choke while
I think it's to make you feel like your dick is like big. You got a giant dick.
Oh, I don't have to...
Oh, sometimes they don't gag? What?
Sorry. I'll stop. Never mind. Anyway. Rick Garrett, I think you just gave Joe his second wet dream. Okay.
Throw kill Jake. You couldn't sneak off to the airplane restroom to rub one off anymore. The fuck's going on back there?
I don't know. But I was talking last week about haunted houses. I thought I was going to go to one this past weekend.
Yeah. Didn't happen?
And I went on a rant, Ian. You weren't here for about 20 minutes, right? At least.
Joe was showing us all his weapons he was going to bring.
Well,
I heard about that.
I mentioned them. I don't
care. I mean, I listened.
He was going to just fight like...
Sure you did.
He was just going to fight off zombies if they touched him and his girl.
No. It's one of those haunted houses like where if you walk through and you're wearing some like wristband, not the dopey wristband that Mersh and Royce convinced me to stop wearing to cover up my 22-year-old attention marks. I'm talking about the neon ones. So they won't touch you. Like the guy with the fake chainsaw won't jump out and grab you if you're wearing that. But if you're not wearing it, they will. But I've heard, like for my girlfriend who's been there before to one of those things, they still will jump out, even if you're wearing the "don't touch me" shit.
To punch him in the fucking face.
This is what I was
See, that's talking. What you said, yeah.
Yeah, and I was saying, like, do they check
how,
the
weapon? How, like, much do they grab? Like,
I don't know. Kind of contact? I don't know, because after the show, after all that ranting, my girlfriend texts me and goes, you know we're not going to that, right? Oh, and I totally forgot that that was an option, but I apparently said no. And then took Xanax or two and
Wait, you said no drank. And it was okay?
What?
You said no and it was all right?
Yeah.
That's cool. I got to try that out.
I don't remember exactly how it went, but it was something along those lines, Dan. It was something else we did. We went to see a bunch of jack-o'-lanterns, like thousands of jack-o'-lanterns that were carved into like animals. And I don't mean the pumpkin looked like a, you know what I mean? Instead of like the eyes, nose, and mouth.
Or they carved into the pumpkin as designs.
Right. And then there was like this tunnel thing you walk through where it's like the fucking solar system. Each pumpkin, it's a different color star, lights up. It's really elaborate, and it's like...
The dark ones in the back?
What?
Nothing.
The people online?
The dark pumpkins.
Oh. I was trying to make...
Sorry. I've been off 2 weeks. I'm a little rusty.
It's all right. It's all right.
Sorry, we believe in you.
4 years high.
But,
look at us now.
Okay.
So you didn't go. You saw jack-o'-lanterns.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, it was, you know, an option at the time. We go to the haunted house or the jack-o'-lantern or both. And I guess I picked the jack-o'-lantern thing because that wasn't an event where I might
get touched by assault strangers. Someone. Yeah, or that.
Yeah. So that's what I did. Although there's still time for that. I don't know.
Dan just realized he doesn't have to be molested. That's true, Marie. That was always nice.
You don't?
No, I don't. We're not going to the haunted house.
Oh, okay.
Joe, I'm afraid of punching zombies, Coletta.
Why does David Murdoch want to know if I'm the next Springfield? I mean, that's... What have I said? Just because I have 8 inches?
What does that even mean?
Springfield.
See, I got to introduce you guys to these soundboard calls.
Okay, who's Springfield?
Springfield Pervert, that's the guy who I played before the show, who called the gay hotline and got that guy from Georgia.
Oh, yeah. That's hysterical. That's Springfield. Last week he played it for me.
The Boston guy? Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get to that later in the show.
Yeah.
That was
some funny shit.
It was fucking hysterical. But, yeah. I know I have a lot of explaining to do on that. I've been putting that off for a while. And there's so many.
Did you say putting something off?
Sorry. What did you just reach for?
Nothing. The list.
Oh. The list. Okay. All right, so the answer is fireworks.
In conclusion.
Speaking of fireworks, P.O. Box 784, Ramsey, New Jersey, 07446.
Don't send any fireworks to that.
No, please don't. And Ian, please don't, or you could just say it.
Please don't send panties?
You could just say it, though.
Send me panties.
Right.
No, we got this P.O. Box hoping...
Right,
I'd get panties.
Right, we already got this beautiful bottle of moonshine that's engraved, which is very nice. And what are you writing down?
Soundboard calls, so you remember.
Okay.
I'll start a third page of the list.
We'll do that tonight, so you don't have to put it on my checklist.
But you said you were going to...
What? What's the matter?
Just wanted to keep the gag going.
Frozen Asian Joe, I taste the 16-year-old in the Jason Mascoletta. That's what would happen if I went to one of those... You get touched at a haunted house thing. I'm telling you.
Just beating down some poor freckle-faced kid.
Yeah. Again, not so much like...
Oh, jeez, mister, I'm only making $7.50 an hour.
Oh, jeez. It's not like I'm Ian and have this weird thing about being touched. It's not me. It's if someone touched your girlfriend.
You gotta be... You're Italian, so you have to...
I
go to this haunted house?
I was fucking around breaking your balls, but sorry. You have this thing about not letting it be... How would you be in a haunted house...
If I wore the thing indicating not to touch me and I was touched?
Yeah.
I don't think I could.
Would your gut instinct... Because, again, you can't just rationalize. We're all
adults.
It might
be just to turn around and, like, just...
Of course we can't rationalize 2020 hindsight and say...
Sure.
You would behave and you would not...
Sure.
No, in the heat of the moment, gut, you're in a dark place, some fucking weirdo in a mask.
What do they do to me?
Your gut reacts.
What do they do? How, like, what,
you're walking down a corridor and there's like a hallway to your left.
Right.
You have to walk past.
Okay.
Probably the fourth one you've walked past, sure. And nothing's happened. So maybe some
false sense of security comes over you.
Right. And some guy in like a scream
sure.
costume, whatever the fuck, lunges out, screams, and just grabs you by your shoulders and shakes you and shit okay. like that.
Well, after I come.
Who the fuck are you?
Fireworks.
Sorry, the Dago remark might have been too far. To make it up to you, here's Live Forever.
Live Forever. Miss Streamlabs. Thank you, Madman92. This is not...
Oh, Live Forever.
This is not Live Forever. This is the yeah. worst song in the history of music.
Oh, man.
Absolute shit.
This is right under All-Star for Joe.
Fucking terrible. I don't find this amusing.
It's pretty funny.
You know what's even worse? Is the visual.
It's all about the...
Have you seen the visual?
Are they going to do the good rhyme here? This is your favorite part.
I'm punishing everyone else, not just us.
I punish
you. Now you get to see this fucking horse shit.
Yeah.
No, not yet. It's fucking nauseating, Dan.
It's a great Pearl Jam song.
No, it's not Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
It's fucking nauseating.
Pearl Jam.
EdCon 2019. Vitalik and Ethereum Foundation dance and rap. Ethereum? Well, I guess one of those Bitcoin things. Is that what this was?
I don't know. I bet they're out of business.
No.
No, they're still going?
There's like 10 other cryptocurrencies now.
Is there? That's a lot.
I just have my...
Oh, they have a lot of shark shit going on there, huh?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a little delayed in the video.
That's all right.
2.0, yo.
Disgusting. Maurice has put it on the list. Put one on the list.
White Pants Dude can get it with those moves. Omega Wolf. That's not that funny.
All right, so after you come in your pants,
right?
What is your gut reaction?
I'd be startled, and I don't think I would flip out or snap. I might be like, "Yo, hey!"
You wouldn't.
Not supposed to be touched.
Okay, so you wouldn't.
At least the first time, I think I'd be pretty laid back. I mean, I'd be startled. It's not even it's not that I can't be touched per se. I mean, there's certain zones I don't want to be touched in, but.
I'm not saying he's going to grab your cock.
No, not even cock, like my face. I don't want my face touched ever.
Okay, so he can grab your cock, but he can't grab your face.
I'd rather him grab my...
I
don't want my face touched.
But if he grabs your cock, it might go somewhere. If he grabs your face, that's just uncomfortable.
It just doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
If this is your first time watching the show, we are not gay.
Yeah, what?
We're not gay.
I mean, yeah.
I felt like I need to put that out there.
I'm only gay if you're a donut.
You just keep... Sooner or later, he's gonna
have enough of that wine.
That's just never gonna happen.
He's gonna have enough of that wine.
I'm just saying you listeners don't know what we're talking about every time a donut.
You said at the beginning of the show.
I didn't explain what
he didn't.
Oh, you didn't.
I did not.
Oh, whoops.
But it will make sense. Unlike most things on the show, this will come around and will make sense.
We're running out of time.
No, we're not. It's not even 8 o'clock yet.
Wow. I wouldn't be happy. I think I certainly take
on
the
that,
per-
on
yeah
that
on the clock.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'd take the person's hands off me, but I don't think I would snap. I never look for violence. I'm not looking to be violent.
Neither do I.
You're bringing a fucking nunchucks.
I wasn't. No, it's a taser. I might have.
Yeah, brought. So you're looking for. What do you mean?
Again, I explained this last
week. You
got
to tase a 15-year-old inbred kid that works there?
No.
Tase your girlfriend? Is that her kink?
No.
Oh, okay.
My point is.
She likes being grabbed by zombies and then tased.
Ah, well, that you went to the right place.
She likes a lot of
and pretending Marie, she doesn't want it.
Marie in the chat, Ian would proclaim loudly, "Do you know who I am?"
I don't even know who I am.
Wow, that's deep, man. Mm-hmm. Shit.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Wait, so you brought a tase? You were going to bring...
No. It's just... I brought this up last week.
Just shoot a firework
I'm
at
not
the
worried about the kids that work there. I'm worried about, especially because this is like, it's in one of those abandoned nut huts.
Some weirdo can just be in there.
That's what I'm worried about.
That's a great place to hide if you're a
Thank
weirdo.
Thank you. That's where my mind goes.
Yeah. That's what he was, yeah.
That's what I was talking about and worried about. Not just some kid working there. Someone who's dressed up in a costume and is just
now
blending in with...
See how many people can kill him.
Tell me if
night.
I'm wrong.
Yeah.
When what? You have a taser, like that... Metal shit shoots out, right?
No. A taser, yes.
Oh.
A stun gun.
Oh, so it's a stun gun. You said taser.
Did you see what Facio said? There it is.
What's up?
Ask to see the taser.
So.
Well, which one?
Is it a taser or is it a stun gun?
All right. This is a stun gun, but this is one that would go in my pocket.
Can you shoot it? Can I see what it looks like?
Yeah. I'm not shooting it.
No. Can you just press the thing?
Yeah.
I'll give you $100 to tase Dan right now.
No, fuck you. I'll give you $100 to not.
So that's something I could put in my pocket. This is something.
What the fuck?
That
goes. Jesus Christ.
It's a flashlight. Oh, good.
Yeah, it's a flashlight.
That's all.
So it's helpful for that. And then also. Oh.
Does that hurt?
Did you want to find out?
Oh, we're going to get a call.
But yeah, this is a nice little.
Here, and it's also a weapon. You can hit somebody with it over the head, too.
Yeah, I feel it. It's off. You can't. It's off.
Joey, we have a phone call.
Oh, it's got some heft.
Right?
So, okay, I got to say, I agree with Ian, too. Like, I don't mind being touched, because, you know, but the I hate when people touch my face.
But
that is...
Where are you guys
even
going?
Even people I love, even my wife, like, I mean. I don't like...
Yeah. Even your wife, dude?
Yeah, no. I've never in my life, I don't know what it is, but even my wife, and I love my wife, like, kissing and stuff is fine, but when someone just, like, touches your face, especially like softly caresses it, it makes me feel weird.
And it's really more hands. Like, I don't even mind a girl sitting on my face, just don't put your hands on
it. No, I'm with you too. No, I don't even care about that. It's the hands.
Right.
I don't know what. I hate it. And you know what the worst part is too, is like, because I shave my head, you know, Dan knows what it's like, so I shave my head, and every time you shave your head, it's like, you know, it's like when pregnant women are always complaining that there are always people trying to touch their belly.
Yes.
Whenever you shave your head, people are always wanting to touch your bald head, like,
that's
for good luck.
They just want to touch it.
Like, yeah. That happens to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they think it's totally okay.
Yeah, they don't even ask you.
It's not
especially
okay.
If they're an itch.
My body's
like, oh,
my body.
I'm a girl. Don't fucking touch my head. I don't like it. I've never liked it. And by the way, we all know that Joe was just killing time. He's definitely going to pick fireworks over a blowjob. Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, yeah, no, I
next
finally
time
answered
him
it. Yeah, you're right.
Next time him and his girlfriend are getting intimate, she's going to go down, pull his pants down, and just give him a sparkler and walk out through him. She goes, this is what you want, right, fag?
Thanks for giving her that idea. God damn it.
I hope, by the way, did you like my comment on your Facebook picture?
Well, yeah, she laughed. Yeah.
Yeah, she Joe posted a picture with his girl.
Yeah, she listens to the show, so she knows. But,
Yeah, don't listen to any other shows he does, because then he really opens up and lies about stuff. But on this show, he keeps it pretty straight-laced.
Oh, yeah, this is a straight-laced show. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. It absolutely is. You know, it's. I think it's funny that she's still with you after listening to this show. So either she's under duress, or you keeping her locked up, or you have, like, you're holding somebody of her family hostage.
There's definitely no one in the closet. That's weird.
You know, Royce,
we're not supposed to talk about that, right, Joe?
This phone call started out like nice, and you're contributing to the show, and it was all fun, and you guys were relating, and then it's gotta go. Oh,
this is actually fun. I get it, and I know this hurts you, but
yeah.
Here's the truth, though. It makes me feel fine, so I'm a narcissist, and I don't care.
Okay. Well, as long as that. Now that you explain that, all right, it's okay.
And by the way, can you sort of, you know, Joe really has changed, and forget about him being a kinder person. He used to drink adult beverages. Now he's drinking apple ciders.
Yeah.
It's not even real cider. It's a Red's Wicked. It's apple ale.
That's a good point.
It's good.
What happened to you, man? You used to be cool.
You used to break my balls for years for drinking Bud Light Platinum.
Yeah, but at least I respected you.
Well, yeah, now he like vapes. While pissing. Can you see that? Cappy scene?
And I love old Firework Dick. You're right. He wouldn't be able to go to the bathroom and jerk off because he'd be disabling the fire smoke detector. And they'll be like, sir, you can't smoke. He goes, no, let me explain. I shoot fireworks out of my car. Oh, man. All right, I'll let you guys go. Fun show, guys. Have a good time. Joe, don't put spaces in the MP3 or I'll fucking kill you.
I didn't do it last week.
I know, but you have to be reminded because you're as what they call in the industry, and I don't mean to insult you.
Okay.
An alcoholic.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. That's true.
I'm not sure. I didn't know that was an industry word. I'm just excited that I'm in the industry. All right. Thank you, Royce. I appreciate
Bye,
the call. Later, man. There was Royce. Of course, Revenge of the Sith, Daywave. And,
you've done nothing to warrant being broken up with on this show?
No, he's just fucking around.
Yeah.
I know. No. I mean, I've said things that warrant maybe.
Stern talking to?
I wasn't going to go there. Thank you, though.
I didn't. These things?
Sure. More of them.
I mean, the characters that we've all cultivated for this show.
How many to make you quiet?
I was actually going to say, it's not, understandably, it's not the type of show that and it's not just her. It would be, I think you guys would agree, any one of your girlfriends or wives. It's not the kind of show.
You're talking to me, just me?
All girlfriends all of you, and wives? Two of you.
What right about? Here. Okay,
finish. Where, let me finish. Where you would say to them, you know, your relative should listen to this.
Oh, no.
That's all I'm getting at. It's not the type of show where you want family members fair that you're going to meet or see on the holidays. I don't think this is the type of show.
Or just fuck them, right?
What?
Fuck them.
No, they're not ants.
They're just boring.
That's why I was confused. Thanks, Dan.
Your aunt.
Asshole.
The one that was taking it in the ass. Oh, her friends in school were.
No, she did.
She did.
She did, yeah.
But I didn't.
You just didn't do it.
I didn't.
No, we know. We know you didn't fuck your aunt in the ass. We
didn't fuck your aunt in the ass. It was all mouth stuff.
I didn't do anything.
He's got, what do you call that? Integrity.
An aunt fucking fire starter.
I don't even know. Marie in the chat, it's true, I can't touch his face. That is weird.
I've gotten better, but it definitely skeeves me out to have my face touched.
If you're having sex with a girl, she can't touch your face. Well, I think we did this on the air, and I did it to you.
I've gotten better.
Not had sex with you. Yeah. I think I put my hand on your
my
face.
My chest, all. I don't like my midsection touched too much.
I have a deformed chest. I don't mind being
that's
touched.
That's another thing. People feel like it's touched your belly, too, when you're fat.
What are you talking about?
This feels totally okay to touch your tummy when you're fat.
Well, like pat it like a dog?
Yeah, rub it, pat it, yeah.
You get touched by people.
People touch
like women, obviously. Men would never touch women a man.
Have done that in the
like
past.
A man's not touching your head.
No,
it's got to be women.
People will like rub like the
for,
head,
like rub it for luck.
Yeah, that's the joke sometimes.
Who's doing that?
I don't know. It's just happened over time.
I don't like that.
I used to drink a lot. I don't know. I don't remember everybody.
Don't touch me.
What? I'm not touching you.
I don't understand. Well, that just completely betrays personal space. Like, how dare you?
Exactly.
If someone touches your head, you should just grab their cunt immediately. I didn't know the boundaries. You
yeah,
created
you
this weird thing.
You started the touching. I just thought we could do it.
Oh, sorry. That.
I was responding in the chat to Casper asking me if that's a jewel and if they're worth buying. And I typed...
Tech talk.
I could... It's not tech talk. I just typed, if you want to quit smoking, like real cigarettes, yeah, it is. But then you got to worry about quitting these. But... and go with the 3% nicotine, not the 5. That's way more than you need.
Lisa says nobody wants to touch Joe's hairy nipples.
I don't want them to be... Well, not that I don't want... It's my nipples being touched never did anything for me.
Yeah, I was not like that.
It's not that I don't...
Never into the nipple.
It's not that I like it or don't like it. It's like touching my elbow or like... It does nothing for me.
Nothing
yeah,
either way?
Yeah, it doesn't... It does no special feeling.
None.
It's the same thing. Elbow, yeah, it's like the same thing. Like,
right, same sensation.
It's the same, yeah.
What's your thoughts on like balls?
I get ticklish sometimes if my balls are like
yeah
caressed or played with or whatever. Yeah,
it's nice if it's, you know, it's nice, but it's not like a must really, have.
I don't need my balls.
It's not like I can't come if you don't touch my balls.
I don't need
it's
ball
not,
play
it's not on the list. Touch the balls if I can come.
What is the list, Dan?
It's not
pretty stick. It's one item on the list.
Dick. Touch the dick.
Suck it for 3 innings. Make me some food. Shut the fuck up. In whatever order.
I'm sorry, just looking
hold back on, they tied it.
Sorry, I'm distracted by the chat going up from before Zach M. He does have a lot of stun guns, like a prison guard.
Where do you think Eric and Nick are? They didn't leave. You have them locked up here.
Right.
They've all been stunned.
I mean...
Have you ever stunned anybody?
Well,
yes.
It's funny you bring up... Eric, one of my first co-hosts that you two know. I'm not sure if that's on the soundboard, Dan. But we did a thing where we played Operation on the show. And every time we hit the buzzer thing, we got tased by the other guy.
Jesus Christ.
But no, but it wasn't like... It was like the first one I pulled out, the handheld one, but with a 9-volt battery. In other
so
words,
it's not that bad.
It wasn't nearly as powerful. I mean, this was like 2006...
It's a pretty good gag.
The technology wasn't as advanced, and you couldn't get that kind of high-powered stun gun. Like that, if I held that against you...
Wait, what would happen?
If I held that against you and held it down for, let's say, 5 seconds, you'd be pretty much paralyzed for a few minutes. You wouldn't be able to move.
I don't want that to happen.
If I hit you for a millisecond, it would just be a very loud ow.
An hour.
You know what I mean? But the longer you hold it down...
Can you kill somebody?
I guess if they have a heart condition. I don't know.
Holy shit.
It's not the goal. The goal is not to kill someone.
They shouldn't.
What kind of money can we raise tonight to have Joe stun himself? How much would it take, Joe?
Ooh. We're talking about the 1 second out.
And, like, and say when I say out. 2 seconds.
Dude.
Okay, one. How about a one Mississippi?
That's 2 seconds.
Okay. Does Ian get to do it, or do you do it yourself?
I'm not stunning
him. Do it to yourself?
I'm not stunning him. How much would it take for you to get stunned?
I really don't want to turn this into a...
All right. I'm not trying to be a Jew. I'm sorry.
No, you are, but I get it. It's all right.
Because I think we all want to see that, right? I mean, guys out there,
you
girls.
You do. Thanks. Close friend.
Who wants to see that? Anybody out there? Come on, back me up.
That would be terrible to see Joe.
$100. Do you stun yourself for a second? Come on.
I was watching your face, Dan.
You stun yourself, I'll fuck a donut.
I was looking at you.
We call it a day.
Happens.
What?
You stun yourself, I'll fuck a donut. We call it a day.
I love how he just throws that in there like it's something that was on the table.
No, it's not that I want to. I'm just saying. So how much for you to stun yourself?
I had donuts out on the table before the show, and I said to these guys, like, if you want to, you know, go at it, if you want to have some. And the first thing Ian says is, can I fuck one? Can we all fuck a donut on the air? Can we all just go on the show and put a donut on our dick? And I'm going, you can't show your dick on YouTube.
I said, but they'll know.
I mean, exactly. Omega Wolf. Joe Stubboy Coletta. I don't want to.
Fine.
I mean.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
No, to these people.
Sorry, Matt John. Wait, this isn't a gay stream? Well, yeah, I was
gonna
put a ball gag in my mouth while I taste myself. So,
Maureen, what legalities?
What's she talking about?
She's just concerned about the legalities.
Of what?
Joe can tase himself. That's fine.
Yeah, there's no legalities. They're also legal. Mm-hmm. I think.
Andrew Jackson's taint said, hey, I'm late. Can you start over from the beginning? You guys want to kick it off from the beginning real quick?
Yeah, Joe's going to stun himself for $100.
Okay.
Did I shoot too low?
Okay.
No.
Lisa.
I shouldn't have said that.
Lisa is in for Joe stunning himself, does not want to watch Ian fuck a donut.
Well, I should rephrase that because it's not fuck a donut, it's put a donut on my dick.
Yeah, he's not going to
actually.
I'm not
going to fuck the donut. I'm not a fucking
just
weirdo.
Have it on there.
Right. Sorry. Glad you cleared that
like
up.
He just finished a game of ring toss.
Can Ian fuck the stun gun?
Oh, now you're mixing up bets.
The stun gun can fuck me.
Oh, I don't want that.
Frozen Asian, it goes way back with the show. It goes, I do remember Brain Stew, which was a show
with
my friend Hammy. And he goes, I remember Brain Stew where Joe pissed on a chair. It was Hammy's chair in his office, in the studio, rather. Made Hammy sit in it. That's right. I remember yelling, sit in my piss. It was a bit. It wasn't like. And then I proceeded to tase him. Did I do that?
I don't know if it was the same bit, but you did tase him at some point.
I did?
Yes, you've tased at least two people.
It must have been the weak taser. See, I wish I knew what that was right now.
You've tased at least two people that I can think of.
Who else did I tase?
I don't remember the other one, but you did one in our. You did one in our studio. I don't remember who it was.
It wasn't myself.
Maybe you tased yourself.
Oh, so I'm old hat. I'm a hack. Sorry, it's already been done.
No, it was.
I've never seen it. I want to see it.
Not for this audience. It hasn't been done.
I want to see it tased.
Aside from Frozen Asian, he's one of the very few that go back years with this show, but.
Long ago.
All child support. The legalities of fucking a donut?
It's pretty legal.
Can up the north. Can Ian fuck the stun gun?
No, I said the stun gun can fuck me, though.
Sorry, I missed that.
I don't think
you want that.
I don't want any of this.
It's going to burn your
butthole. Casper Meyer's got to warm up the donut. If only we had something in here, a device to warm the donut up.
Well, we don't. we have is a record holder.
I mean, I could spin the donut on the turntable a couple times. Yeah. That might generate heat.
That's all we got.
Do you want a donut, Dan?
The fuck's that supposed to mean? That's a sizist comment.
Let me rub your head and then give you a donut, okay?
Thanks.
Sizist comment?
My people don't take kindly to this. It's 2019 again. Disgusting. Yes, I want a donut.
E. DeLeo. I love your brother's work, by the way.
Stone Temple Pilots.
Very good. So how much, Joe?
I say $100. $100. I'll kick in 20 right now. So $80.
We're 56% in our monthly goal. So I guess what? We're at 169. If it jumps to 269, then all right.
Including Ian's.
I'll kick in 20. So I don't know how to use this fancy thing, but...
Then that means you can't.
Fine, then I can't.
And I'm not going to take your money.
Well, you could pretend you were going to.
Oh.
No, I'll give you $20.
You don't have to give... No.
I'll let you touch me. I don't... You touch my face.
Oh.
Why is that a plus for me? Why is that an incentive?
You want to.
I already did.
All right, so there you go. We got 20 already. So come on.
There you go.
Wait, All right, so guys, come on. We need $100.
Wyatt Earp getting tased and is Joe gets fun. Tased. But look, if you're just tuning in, I feel like I need to put this out there. I'm not getting shot with a taser. It's a stun gun.
Oh, you have a taser? Do you have a taser? How much for that?
That's why I don't have one. They're expensive.
What's the difference?
The taser thing comes
it's
out.
It's a gun
metal.
That
oh, the shoot
shoots
thing?
The prongs yeah. into you. And
oh, yeah, you don't have one of those.
No.
You do, though, right?
I would definitely have been hit by that. What? I almost got hit with a pellet. There's no way he would not hit me with a fucking taser.
I never shot you with a pellet gun.
You missed.
I wasn't aiming at you. It was called a ricochet. I apologized for many years.
Famous last words. No, it's not loaded.
All right. I apologize.
I'll okay. mail Joe $50 and Ian my girlfriend's panties. Sold. Oh, that was great.
Okay.
Joe's trying to find the correct amount where he doesn't actually have to do this, basically.
$100 is child's play. Come on.
And your 20 doesn't count.
Why is it 20 not count? It's $20.
Because of what you just said.
Hey, Veronica, you out there? We know you have deep pockets.
No, please.
No, don't get it. No,
I'm fucking around.
Don't do that.
All right. I'm fucking around.
She would.
So I'll blow Dan, too.
Don't do that. We're going to get $400 now. Stop it.
With a donut.
No, she doesn't get paid till next week. Stop it.
Jesus Christ. All right. I feel like we're getting off track
Sorry.
Here. Since 701. But it wouldn't be this
we're on
show.
Track.
I know.
We never, don't have a track.
I don't know which show we've ever done where we've been on track. I don't know what I'm talking about. Tasers.
Maybe if our producer was here keeping us on track.
You hear that, Dennis? What just deserved a rim shot?
My joke just now.
No, it didn't.
Oh. I'll take it back.
And I'll play it in reverse.
I don't know how to do that.
Oh.
There's a reverse button. Oh, well. Next week.
Okay. The taser packs are like 100 a piece and leave micro paper circles with the serial number on it so it can be traced.
Hmm.
Really? I'm going to file those off.
Moraine says, if Joe has a great shot, I don't want to be standing anywhere near his intended target. So maybe it's for the best that you can't shoot fireworks out of your dick.
No. Again, I wasn't...
Sorry.
Who the fuck are you?
All right.
Joe.
Let's make it happen.
Joe, we're off
Let's
track here.
Come
herder.
On, right.
Hold on. Royce just donated
$40. Oh!
Wicked clouds will never go down, not even in your town. We won't be sleeping, only creeping, and I'm not stepping on. I'm only repping. The hatchet, can you catch it? If you can, you pass the test. The struggle
is
your best.
Fuck what is
arrest.
This?
It's long.
Don't fuck with me, I'll fuck you up. I'll say to my homies, what's
a
up?
Hip, hop, a hip, to the hip, to the hip, hip, hop, you don't stop a rocking.
And the third degree, us wicked clowns.
Oh my god, what
down.
Is this?
Not even in your town. We won't be sleeping, only creeping, and I'm
Come
not here. Stepping on. I'm
oh,
only
shit.
Repping.
Wow.
Hold on, we just got another.
Wow.
Hold on. Wyatt donated $3. All right, we're getting up there. But
what are we, $57 away? Wow.
Wow, that's interesting.
You said just the second, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's what I said.
I think I'd rather have you do it.
You can trust me. I won't be a dick.
No, I know really? That. Only because I feel like I'm going to...
You might choke?
No, that I'll hit it and then drop and let go. But then again...
I just don't want to hurt you.
Then again, even if I let go, that's a second.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
if
I mean?
It touches
if I...
your skin, that's a second.
All right, so I'll do it. All right.
Just got to make sure it's on camera and that I film it with my phone, too.
All right. Fair enough.
If it happens.
Right, if it happens.
Oh, sorry.
You should be very, very sorry. For a lot of things.
Who the fuck are you?
Okay. So we should move on. It's 8 o'clock. I do want to get to some stories. What are you doing?
Sorry.
I still can't... Dan, did you see... I put it on screen.
Which one?
the Juggalo Kid, as it's called.
I saw that, yeah. Yeah, you're just playing it.
88,000 views?
Yeah.
Please tell me it's all for the wrong reasons and not because someone...
Sure. No one likes that. No one likes that.
That's what...
It's ironic.
Yeah, but... All right.
No one thinks that's well done or even funny, frankly. It's
Ian, these days you'd be surprised.
I guess.
I never know. Okay. All right. Did I miss anything in the chat?
Lisa says we're at 63. She's keeping track of the money.
We are?
That's what she said.
Okay.
Is she counting my 20 in there?
Your 20, Royce's 40.
No, your 20 doesn't count.
Because I'm an employee?
Casper Myers saying, Dan, please move the donation bar. It's covering Ian's face, his beautiful face. I can't do that, but...
I can do that.
Casper Myers wants to see your beautiful...
That's a boy, right?
Your beautiful face. Sure.
Yeah, I look terrible.
I like how you said boy and not man.
What percentage do we have to get to for you to tase yourself?
269.
Right, it was a 169. We got to get to 269. Let me move... the thing.
Hang on. 369, he does it to his balls.
What?
Nothing.
Machi Machi.
What was that saying?
It's from the critic.
Okay. Move it over there.
Sorry, I keep tapping. My apologies.
You should be I've had apologetic. That's not an excuse.
You're right.
All right, I'll move that up there. Everyone happy now? It's out of Ian's face.
I'm not happy.
Well, that's not for any reasons that have to do with me. So.
Who the fuck are you?
I want to see Joe get shocked by that giant electric flashlight.
All right, now see, that would be...
Is that worse?
Yeah.
1 second of that, then. That's the same thing, right?
No.
He said, yeah.
Just fucking...
Dude. Could that kill you?
No, but look at the... Those are sharp prongs. Look at it.
That doesn't... So?
What do you mean, so?
What do you mean, sharp prongs? You're like stabbing yourself.
I'm saying it would... No.
Oh, it goes in? Like, show me what happens. Do it to the dummy. Do it to the doll.
We're using the handheld taser.
Find the handheld taser.
Who the fuck are you?
Oh, another one's coming
charging.
In.
Clear.
Thank you, the Knip.
Thank you very much.
Fuck.
I hate to seem like a beggar, but it just, you know, I need him tased.
No, it's... Wow, thanks. All right, I got to keep track. What are we up to?
You don't have a real time computer thing?
Hold on. Okay. A what?
You don't have some kind of real time metrics?
Well, yeah.
All right, we're there. So, what did we start at? We were at
169.
Okay.
So, all right. So, we get to 269. All right. I don't know why I had to read.
So, we're like 63 right now? Oh, this is going to happen.
God damn it. God damn it, Ian.
You're not scared. I mean, you don't care, do you? Are you worried about this?
Have you ever been?
No.
Okay. It's not pleasant.
Right.
It's gonna have to be the end of the show because
you can't go on.
No. It's gonna. You know. And you know what? My left arm, because
you need to jerk off later
and upload the show. Why is Louis Radio saying poor cousin Ian?
Wait, where? I don't see that. Well, what did I do? Poor cousin Ian. Yeah, maybe, well, I'm poor, like I'm begging for money and I'm poor.
Oh. Oh.
I do okay.
The only bottle-related action allowed on the Cousin Joe show is audibly pissing in it, Ian. That's right, yeah. Sorry. About the noise you made earlier. Only that can happen. All right.
Who the fuck are you?
Oh.
Let's get this shit going.
Thank you, Madman92. $7. All right. I don't want to sit around.
You're right. Yeah.
That's good.
No, 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 no. It's a Pearl Jam.
Yellow Ledbetter.
I know what it is.
I like it.
No, you don't.
I do. What does he look like?
Hold on. I think it loads up. Okay.
Joe gets taste while he reads from his joke book.
Joe gets taste.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
That would be amazing.
Oh shit.
What? What happened?
XHMF Fox donated $78.
Oh my god.
Just the tip.
Who's that?
I don't know, but
That gets the big one, right? The flashlight?
What are you talking? That was never on the table.
Oh, now it is.
All right, well, we're past $100.
Wow. All
right.
Oh, my God. Guys, thank you. This is the coolest. Four-year anniversary.
Do you want to be the one that tases me for your four-year anniversary?
Call. That's your call.
I trust you.
That's your call to make.
I trust you.
Okay, then I will tase you.
But you understand.
I want to film it, though. Or someone's got to film it.
All right, then I'll do it.
Oh, is everyone tuned in? Tell your friends.
So are we doing this now or at the end of the show?
I think we should do it now.
I think we should do it now.
Let me just...
I mean, do you see the prongs on this thing?
You and your prong talk.
Do you see the... I mean,
I don't see the... What prongs? Oh, that's going to hurt so much.
Are they electrical, too?
Do you not understand? Sorry for your ears. I held that too close.
Who sent that?
That was... That's why...
Does anyone know who that masked man was?
XHM fucks. I don't know, but thank you.
XHM fucks.
And he reminds...
Oh, and we're over the joke book limit.
No, we're not.
312.
Oh, fuck, we are.
Wow. Oh, this is a big show tonight.
Well, no, it's going to be next show because I got to find the notebook.
Oh, wow. All
right, so wait. Explain to people that don't know about the 300 goal.
If we hit the 300 before the end of October, today is the 29th, I was going to get to read from Joe's
joke
book.
Get to.
I'm going to get to, because it's the 29th and we're over it. So next week on next Thursday, November 7th,
fuck, I'm going to be gone. God
I get to,
it.
Oh,
fuck.
I get to read from the joke book.
Fuck.
And honestly, it's only because I don't know where it is right now. I don't want to spend 20 minutes looking through.
You should wait to the 15th.
I mean, we don't have to do it next. We could do it when you're here. We'll figure it out, but it'll definitely...
It has to happen now.
Marie,
it has
to happen. This is the danger of owning a taser.
What are you going to do on your arm?
I was just going to say, where am I doing it?
Dick.
You said left arm, right?
Right in the donut, Dick.
All right. I don't want... I'm going to take my headphones out because I don't want
give me a heads up
conduct
here.
Conduct electricity into my head.
Yeah. Don't make sure your phone's on your lap.
Your keys?
Yeah.
Any kind of switchblades you might have on you?
Oh.
You really did, you fucking piece of shit. Wow.
All right, so let me stand up. Fuck.
All right, here we go.
I'm gonna hold it under the arm, because look, once it's against, this is very important, once it's against my skin, you're not gonna hear that. It's not gonna make the noise. Okay. Because it's going to be...
Against your skin?
Going through my body.
Well, move the microphone out of the way. They want to see it.
Well, I gotta stand.
Make sure you're on camera. They want to see it.
All right, I'm just...
Oh, Ian's getting video, too. Because we don't
I got it.
Are you doing it now? Are you going to count to three?
Right,
you need to do one, two, three?
One, two, three! Ow!
Can we see the arm?
I don't think it left a mark. I don't think it did long enough to leave a mark. Did you see my arm jump up?
Yeah.
That was involuntary.
Not the hard side. Tilio says not the hard side.
You got the prongs. Nice. You got the prongs.
Oh.
Welcome to the finale of the Cousin Joe show.
I just have to emphasize that my elbow shooting straight up was involuntary. That was just my muscle contracted and I went.
Someone's got to set that to music or something, please.
Him screaming.
Oh, thank you. The audio.
Did I scream?
Kinda.
Yeah, you were like, it was like a. That's what I heard.
Oh my God, that was great. Thank you all so much. Thank you, Joe. All right. Thank you, Cousin Joe.
Teddy Spaghetti, tase again.
Thank you, Cousin Joe.
I guess. Still hurts.
Speedy smoke, fake, start it, then hit yourself.
Oh, shit.
Right, you know what?
Oh, no. You're going to do it again?
Wait, we're going to call.
Oh.
We're going to call.
Hello?
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, I think, and don't let Joe lie to you, it's not going to take him 20 minutes to find that joke book. I think he should find the joke book now since everyone was so generous, including myself.
That's
and
true.
You should read a joke book, and every time there's a bad joke, he should be fucking ticked.
Ooh, well, that's unlimited tasings.
That's so much tasing.
That's a lot of tasing.
I feel that would be the fair thing, considering the fans have been so generous.
They have been waiting a long time to hear from this joke book.
Do you have any idea what
it is? I don't buy Joe putting it off till next week, because the last time Joe put something off till next week, to give me MP3s.
I could take a quick look in the closet. I'll take a look where I think it might be.
Do me a favor. See if you find your dignity back there.
Wow, that was mean.
I paid a good amount of money to roast you, okay?
Fair,
you
that's true.
I usually do it for free, so fair enough.
That's true.
Yes, all right.
All right.
I'll let you guys go. I just wanted to remind everybody. Marie, thank you for the joke book, of course, that needs to be read. I think you should be shocked while we read his amazing ideas.
All right. I'm going to take a look for that. Thank you, Royce.
Thank you, Royce.
No, Joe. Thank you.
Oh, Joe.
Thanks.
Thank you,
thanks.
Joe.
Thanks. And thanks, Marie.
There you go.
Do you have a mark, by the way?
Is there one?
On the elbow?
No, I did it right here.
Right there.
I don't think so.
All right, because I'm getting too many of the. It wasn't a full second. So now I got to do it again.
Are you gonna do it and then bring it down? To
yeah,
you?
I'm gonna hold it and bring it down.
Oh. Okay. Oh God.
All right.
Oh God.
There you go. You're gonna write in the fat there. Oh
my God. No, yeah, I shouldn't do that there, right?
I don't know. I've never been.
Are you an expert on tasing?
No. I'm an expert on the fat part of the arm. I get that caught in doors sometimes.
All right.
Oh my God! Oh my fucking God! Ow! he wrote, "I was kidding." Oh my God!
Oh. Ow! That was worse than the first one.
Of course, because it was real.
Oh fuck.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Because it was real. You're such an asshole.
You're a dick. You're a fucking dick. It's because I held it longer on that second one, because I used the weight of my arm to bring it down instead of push up. Ow.
Kasper Myers. Okay, he did it.
Oh, my God.
That was badass. Oh, don't die, Joe.
Joe, you're the man. I'm so about to... You are the fucking man.
Okay. Old Child Sports says it was CGI. I can see the pixels.
God damn it.
Wow.
Oh, fuck.
Good on you, man. I hope Joe's girlfriend is watching.
I don't.
He says, "Did you come, though?"
Jesus Christ.
That was a lot worse than the...
Now that hand will feel like a different person.
I mean, I know you guys were breaking my balls in the chat, but whoever wrote that wasn't a full second, I'm sure you were right. And that's one of the reasons I did it again. And one of the reasons the first one wasn't nearly as bad, because... Well, I don't have to explain. You saw
it. It's like the charge went to your skin. It went like the eye of the storm kind of thing.
I think that's what made it worse, is it was already conducting, and then I brought my skin upon it, which... Did you film the second one?
No.
Well, it's on here.
It's on there.
It's all right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Now fireworks.
Oh, God. Ian's turn. Oh, God, imagine.
And look, that second one should hold off, I think, anyone for the joke book. And look, it. Believe me.
Oh, my goodness.
If it was at my feet, I would pick it up and hand it to Dan.
I know you would.
I really don't want to run over to the closet.
And dig?
And dig.
You mean the green room?
In the green room, right. Because I really don't know where it is. Fuck. I know I looked for it briefly. After we all talked about it on the show, by reading from it.
I like that our listeners have a bloodlust, because all of them are saying Ian and Dan now. No.
Oh, you too? People want you to get tased? No one wanted to get tased.
Someone did. Delio said Dan's turn.
Dan doesn't deserve that. Joe and I kind of do.
Why? Why do we deserve
it? Because Dan's like a good
dude. I know he's a genuinely nice guy.
I don't know how much more my heart can take, really.
Oh, that's fair enough.
Yeah. I already put it through enough on a daily basis just walking.
Wow. Jesus. It still hurt?
Yeah.
Like, a lot?
It's a big tingle.
Marie wants to know if we can get that in slow-mo.
I could do that tonight.
Yeah, I need to see that again.
Oh, that's going
to
be a little clip.
You know, I'm almost glad I did that, because now I know just how painful that is if I were to hold it against
someone. A zombie? A 15-year-old? 15-year-old child dressed as Dracula?
For again, that was 1 second. For, like, 5 seconds?
Holy shit, you'd be asshole!
You'd be on the fucking
Jesus Christ.
Floor. By the way, I just feel the need to bring this up. Mm-hmm. If anyone is looking to buy a stun gun, uh-huh. No, I'm not selling any. Be smart. Get this. One of these.
Oh.
So, if you're using it...
Is that a third stun gun?
No, same one. If you're using this...
Why is it... Oh.
And someone takes it away from you...
Uh-huh.
See this wristband? This pin pulls out.
Yeah.
It is no longer usable. So, if it gets taken away from you, it can't be used on yourself.
Oh.
Well, safety tip from me here.
What if you need to use it on somebody and you, like, whip it out too fast and it breaks off and you're fucked?
No, I'm always slow whipping it out.
That's not what I've heard.
Leaving that open to interpretation. I was merging the chat. Stop being a baby, Joe. What are you talking about?
Dad Hood.
Oh, did I say that?
Casper Meyer's asking what the brand of that is.
That is a ViperTech. It's a ViperTech. Oh, I'm not going
to
give you the serial. When
you absolutely, positively have to stun yourself.
Are you on a radio show? You need to show up to your listeners?
Box looks like shit.
ViperTech.
It is. I can give you the model number.
That's another one?
Yep.
The same one?
VTS9791.
Why would you need so many of
these?
Why
do you need two?
Are you a collector? Are they autographed?
They were on sale.
Well, then buy one, get one?
Oh, they're on sale.
How much is something like that go
for? No, I honestly, I...
Can I just ask you a question? Have you given your girlfriend any of these?
That's why I bought more than one. She doesn't want one.
Oh. You didn't ask her?
Even though you can't get off without it?
Shock my balls. Shock my balls. Shock my balls. Don't look at me.
How bad would it hurt to shock your balls? Like, can you even imagine?
A lot.
There's no
show
amount
be over.
There's
right?
No amount of money.
No amount.
First off, with the way your arm recoils, I would hate to see like your balls recoil.
I mean,
that would probably hurt. They have nowhere to go.
I know I sound retarded more than usual. Can that sterilize you? No, right?
Who knows?
I don't know. I've never electrocuted my balls.
On purpose?
Not on purpose. Rough play is rough play.
Face yo, Amazon
Everyone
affiliate
wants me
link.
To be tased.
Lisa says she did a screen grab of you tasing yourself.
Oh, please send that.
Joe started Amazon self-defense trinket store. You know, the sad thing is I have enough supplies where I could.
He really does.
Mm.
There's so much stuff.
PJ824, let's have Mersh tase himself on Nightwave. Unfortunately, Mersh and I don't live close by. I can't drop off a taser.
But if he has a P.O. box, we can mail one.
He does. And I'm sure, you know, Mersh and Royce get things in their P.O. box all the time.
Underwear?
We don't.
We don't.
Sorry, I'm just being a dick.
You're just mad you had to pay for it for the next 6 months.
No, it's probably paid for 6 months now, right?
Oh, was that what happened?
The P.O. box?
Was it a contract or was it a one-time payment?
It renews, unless I cancel it every 6 months, which we'll see. But, Marie says, more radio show guys buy tasers than anyone else. Okay, I feel like we should move on. Holy shit, it's 8:20 already.
All right, move on. What do you want to do now, Joe?
Nice.
Joe the conductor, Coletta.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, Jim Edward.
Danny Saint's advertising comedy shows.
Well, Rich Voss will be at Laugh It Up Comedy Club on November 7th.
On November 9th.
9th.
And will someone in this room be a part of that?
I don't know yet.
We are still TBD.
That's why I wasn't specific. All right, we'll talk after the show. All right.
Lightning Joe.
All right. So let's move on. We talked about the... did we do enough haunted house talk?
I think we got enough haunted house talk.
Not about us going to one and being touched and using a taser. I mean, that one that's more like a torture place. Did we bring that up last week?
I think it was mentioned, but I don't think we really got into it much.
But I think we talked enough about it.
I think we did enough. You want to move on to another spooky story?
Sure.
Another scary model.
Yep.
The scary story.
You know, this model goes into the other one I wanted to do.
Oh, good. That works then.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I do.
All right.
Model left disfigured after running away from, quote, ghost, straight into escape room door.
I'm guessing the escape room didn't have a motion detector to open when someone ran. What's the point of having an escape room?
No, escape room are those things that you do where you try to solve puzzles.
Oh, is this one of those?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's like a
I would actually do one of those.
They're pretty fun. I've done a few.
That's right. You told me you did.
Yeah, they're interesting. Ruina 23 asked a friend to accompany her to the escape room as she was too scared to go alone. But unfortunately,
But don't you go in groups to these things?
Yeah, you can go in groups. People can do it alone, but I think usually she went alone. Group. No. She asked a friend to accompany her to the escape room.
You know what I'm going to do, Dan?
Yeah.
I'm actually going to listen to you tell the story.
Well, I mean, we got to start somewhere.
Okay, cool.
Model left his figure after running away from ghosts straight into escape room door. Ruina, 23, asked a friend to accompany her to the escape room as she was, quote, too scared to go alone. But unfortunately, it was this same friend who caused her downfall. Literally. Literally, Joe. Downfall.
Word pun.
Downfall, Joe.
Okay.
Get it? Footage from the room showed one of the staff members, who was dressed as a ghost, making the woman jump as they popped out at them. Rui's friend fell and took the model down with her, causing Rui to hit her head on the wooden door frame.
What was this figuring about that?
I guess her face hit it. On the off chance you're unaware of the escape room concept, the game forces players to work together to find clues and solve puzzles to eventually escape from the game site. However, this particular game obviously had an added scare factor in the form of surprise ghosts, and it's clear two players weren't prepared for the shock. I was supposed to go alone, but I was too scared, so I asked a friend to come with me. The girl who came with me was scared too. She saw a ghost climbing towards us and started panicking. She fell over and brought me down with her. Then I hit my face against the wooden frame. The 23-year-old had to go to the hospital. Oh, wow. Yeah, her face is pretty fucked up there. The 23-year-old had to go to the hospital as a result of the incident, and she was left with a large cut on her forehead, as well as stitches above her upper lip. Rui claims that her livelihood as an online model has been jeopardized, and she also believes by what she believes was an avoidable accident, so she takes pictures on Instagram. The model claimed the escape room staff failed to contact her for 2 days after the accident, saying they only got in touch with her after she shared footage online. She said they weren't sincere enough to ask after...
Sorry, I'm just watching the video of her slamming her face.
You have it going there? After the incident, so what's the point of reaching out to me now? She could have at least covered the door frame with foam.
Check it out again.
It's such a short material.
Fucking dummy.
I don't think that's disfigured, by the way.
Yeah, she's got a scar.
I guess she'd be a model in Asia.
I don't know.
What's wrong with her?
I mean,
show them the.
What's wrong with her?
Why is she only a model in Asia?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Are you anti-Asian?
It's not. I don't look at her photo and go, "Oh, that's a model." I don't look at her photo and go, "Oh, she's really attractive."
She's kind of girl next door-y, but
I'm not saying she's.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, she's
Asian. But to be fair, this day and age, you can just take pictures on Instagram and be a model.
And call yourself a model. And an influencer.
Influencer. Don't forget that. Yeah, you can just...
Right.
Yeah, she looks like she got pretty fucked up. When are we going to stop with these ghosts?
Agent Orange is a good point. So she ran into a door and that's the story? We're not faulting you, Dan.
Well, it's your fucking story, so
not faulting me. No, the...
I think Joe thought it was Halloweenish. Because of the ghost.
Well, I was going to get into the whole... it didn't explain where she thought the quote, ghosts, which do not exist. I don't know why I have to say that, but I feel like I do.
It was an employee dressed as a ghost.
No such thing as ghosts.
There are spooks, though.
Unfortunately.
There was an employee. Oh, boy.
But I thought it was going to get into...
She didn't read it.
Her version... No.
You didn't read the story. You just had me read.
You had prep all week.
Not all week. I found it like half hour before the show. And just like Dan said, I thought this was Halloween-y. You know? It's okay. It ties into the other story, Dan, that I want to do.
Oh, so did you read this one?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I actually went through it all.
Oh, all of it?
Yep.
Well, look at you.
Okay, Joy of Pessy in the chat. Because she looks like a child as far as not being a model.
That's kind of a good thing, isn't it?
Ian, please.
Yeah, sorry.
They look like kidnapping photos, Joy of Pesci says. I always want to read that as Joy of Pesci.
What does it say? Pesci?
I guess.
I see Pesci also.
Pesci? I don't know.
pussy or not to pussy.
If she was lighting fireworks, Joe would like her. Well,
that's true.
I'm sure her father made some of the fireworks that I used. Little Asian joke there. Everybody like it?
Loved it.
Good.
It was good.
Good, good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ready for this one, Joe?
I am very ready.
Woman undergoing third surgery to achieve perfect Barbie vagina. Now,
okay.
I didn't play with a lot of Barbies as a child.
Or vaginas as an adult.
Mm-hmm. They're scary. But I don't remember Barbies having vaginas.
Do you remember seeing your first vagina? Not yes. In real life.
In real life or on a porn?
In a porn.
Yeah, a magazine, yeah.
Same here, magazine. I remember I was terrified. I think I was like 8 or 9 years old.
Like, I don't know. I didn't know what they had.
Right.
I had an idea. That was not the idea.
I think I was 8 years old. I was in a Barnes & Noble with my dad. And he went to look at Stephen King or whatever section. And I went to the magazines.
Of course.
Probably looking for like a Pearl Jam spin or circus magazine. You remember those, Ian?
Sure.
And I saw a Hustler without the plastic on it. If you remember, I don't know if they still do, but they're
used to be sealed.
Sealed in plastic, so you can't look. So I picked it up, and I'm scrolling through, and I just opened to a page, and it's the entire page is just this giant zoom in.
Oh, that's a lot of vagina.
This beet red, like it was just pound fucked. Like, at the time, I didn't know that, but it must have been.
Because it was just an infection of some sort.
And it was like, I don't want to say I was gross. Maybe I was gross.
Joe was like, what happened to her penis?
But I remember the drive home, just that's all I could think about was that image. And I was like, what is that? That's what, ew. Again, I was 8 years old. So, you know. All right, what was your first?
I think it was just a magazine. I just was just
sick. How old were you, though?
I don't know, maybe 11, 12-ish? No, probably a little younger than that. 10, 11, somewhere in there.
Okay.
Probably something like that. And it was, I didn't know what it was. I mean, I didn't know what it would look like. It was shocking.
Where'd you get a hold of the magazine?
You know, where'd you get magazines? Woods.
We
found in magazines our day, in the woods.
Yeah, I remember there was a construction site, a lumber yard that was being worked on next to a friend's house, and they had. All right, I'll show everyone what I'm distracted by in a second. Yeah, they had those magazines laying out, and of course they were like part. I remember the top stack was soaked with rain.
Yeah, in a paper bag.
We had to air them out, like, you know, choose what pages we wanted to save.
Savable. Or else they were like paper mache.
Lisa's World just sent me this.
Oh, that's perfect. That is fantastic.
I'll have to tweet that out. Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah, thank you for sure. That's great.
And this one. It's just this.
Nice.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Because I don't know why I'm showing you a picture of a phone when I can just tweet it out, which I will.
Don't worry. You're being interactive for the people who watch later.
That's right.
There you go, I helped.
Ian, your first vagina?
First grade.
Whoa.
Hey, fucked it.
Right. We were sitting, we were sitting four to a table, like in a cluster, so two and two kind of facing each other.
Yeah.
And we all kind of showed our private parts under the table to each other. So this one girl, like, opened her, picked up her skirt, and I saw, like, a six-year-old vagina. I was six.
Wow.
Still hot.
If you jerk off about it now, you're going to jail.
It was a nice vagina, I remember, even now.
You remember at six thinking that's a nice vagina?
It looked like a hot dog. It was like, because the majoris were kind of swole.
The what?
Yeah, the outside lips.
Labia?
Yeah.
What's a majoris?
Labia majoris.
Medulla oblongata.
Yeah, you know, the spinal fluid or whatever. No, but, so it was nice. I remember thinking, like, oh, that's puffy. Hairless and young.
It was definitely the best vagina you'd ever seen at that point.
To that point.
And worst.
All the above.
Yep. The next one you saw bumped at the first or last, I guess.
Likely untouched.
I sure hope so. I really do.
Yeah, I'm not even going to answer that.
I remember really seeing that.
That was untouched, yes.
Anyway, back to this woman's vagina.
Barbie cunt.
But, yes, Barbie cunt.
That's better.
Have you ever looked at a Barbie doll and went, oh, it's the vagina I want? one without a hole.
Yeah, just a one flat, that's just, flat slab just, plastic.
It's just two bumps, isn't it?
I don't think it has bumps.
I'm sure over the years since we were kids, they've...
Does it have bumps so it has proper camel toe look?
It used to when we were kids.
It had like a, well, it had a seam. It didn't have a vagina.
That's what I'm saying.
That's just where the mold was.
I'm not saying the Barbie doll had a hole. I'm saying it had the two...
Not on purpose, though.
What do you mean not on purpose?
It didn't have vagina.
That wasn't there because it happened to be... It just, that's where the mold, like, it was half and half. So the mold was just...
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Sealed there.
All right. So I still don't understand what this woman is expecting. Because, as Dan read, she wants the, quote, perfect Barbie vagina. What's up, Dan?
Chad is not happy with Ian.
Why is that?
Chad?
They're loving the Ian vagina story.
Am I in trouble?
No, they think it's great.
Oh, okay.
They love you and your witty stories.
Casper's calling you likely Ian likely untouched Lazarus. Cousin hot dogs are hot, Ian.
I'm just saying what I remembered, I don't know.
Okay.
Joe, I saw a gaping Barbie, Coletta. Hacks against hacks. Gaping Barbie, that's good.
All right, so I'm going to pull this up on the screen. I'll just, this is who Dan's talking about. Now, on the right, I'm assuming is before she went crazy and and thought she needed... I'm thinking, Ian, what do you think? On the right there.
She's good looking.
Right, but I'm thinking even on the right... She started with the plastic.
There's something inside of her that's not right that well, she's no, chasing.
I know that, but I'm saying, obviously on the left, it's disgusting.
You'd still fuck her. You wouldn't still fuck her?
No.
I don't believe you.
No, I'd be like fucking an alien that got a spray tan.
It looks like she got stung by a bee on both lips.
It's yeah, it's horrendous. And I've known girls, well, one at least throughout my life, who would get lip injections and they would have to stay home for at least like the weekend. Like say they got the injection done on like a Thursday or Friday. They couldn't leave the house till Monday because their whole face would be all swollen up and it would be painful.
And was it supposed to look good for like 4 days? Like how long does that last?
I don't know. I didn't know her well enough and I didn't want to ask questions, but it's never worked. I've never seen... First of all...
It never looks good. No.
That's my point.
No.
But even if... I don't like girls that have naturally giant fat lips. I don't think that's
because
a turn
on. Because you're racist.
Yeah.
Well, but I meant white girls with giant fat lips.
Well, maybe.
Are we talking about vaginas still?
I could take it, so I could take it further. I don't like fake eyelashes. I think that's... And it's so fucking trendy now. All these girls wear fake eyelashes constantly.
So it's like the glue-on ones? That,
yes, they're terrible.
I thought that was a natural, like a normal...
What?
It's like that was just something everyone did.
It is now.
All the gals do.
Now it seems to be. I can't stand that. Oh. The fake eyelashes are kind of like a toupee for a man. You always know it's fake. It never looks good.
Well, that's the thing. It's anything that is over the top, obviously fake.
Right.
It's distracting, and it never looks good. It never
Almost never.
And the same thing, all this plastic shit this crazy bitch wants to do.
Is there a full body shot of her?
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Starl Del...
But, sorry, did you already read that she how much she spent on...
Just the first sentence.
Joe, I'm not listening to my own show, Coletta.
No, but above the first sentence, under the caption photo, it says...
The caption photo?
The photo.
A woman who has already spent £200,000 on cosmetic procedures...
like $400,000,
is
almost.
Planning to shell out even more in an attempt to achieve the perfect Barbie vagina. Hold on, I want to look up how much that is. The perfect Barbie vagina...
I could do it for you, Dan, while you read.
$2. Go ahead. Look up pounds to dollars, Joe.
I'm going to do that.
I think it's like 1.34.
Starred, you said 400,000?
You said that. It was 200,000 pounds.
Sorry, that's what I was asking you.
Star Del Gugisi, 32, spends 150 pounds a month on facials, which like, you can just...
$257,000.
That's a good amount. Star Del Gugisi, 32, spends £150 a month on facials. Which, I mean, you can just get for free, really.
If you want. Or give.
Yep. An astonishing 30,000 pounds a year on lip fillers, cheek fillers, and Botox, saying she'll stop at nothing until she feels perfect.
All to look like this, everyone. Look at that. Fucking horrendous.
It's not so bad.
Yeah, what are you
expecting worse. I was expecting worse.
Look at her face.
She looks like Stifler's mom.
It's not that bad.
From,
You know what? It's not that bad.
Have you seen the average fucking bitch walking around? It's better than that.
No.
Have you
walked
around the neighborhood?
It's not.
It is.
I don't have a neighborhood to walk around in. If I did,
Check the cul-de-sac, man.
That was my old place. Look, I don't know what
it's
you're
talking. It's not so bad. It's not great. I don't endorse that.
I thought we were on the same page here. You're saying that the average
Joe only likes people agreeing with him on the show.
Yes,
I'm saying she looks better than the average. How old do you think she is? 45?
32.
Oh, okay.
When I say words, or any
there
of
you
them
go.
Make noise? Am I in a fucking wind tunnel here? What is happening?
I'm sorry, we were busy.
I read one sentence that had all the information in it.
I'm sorry.
Christ.
I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Dan.
You want to tase me?
Oh, shit. Fuck, that was really funny.
Yeah. What country is it in, Dan?
I don't know, fucking Britain or some shit. It's got pounds. It's probably Britain, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I would guess so.
It's in English.
I do that.
Ian, I
look, it's gross, but I think she looks...
No.
It's not as bad as I was expecting.
No, but I have to argue completely with your point of she looks better than the average girl without any work done walking down the street. No.
Go to, like, ShopRite. Go to ShopRite.
I don't care. She looks like a fucking freak. Look at that face. Look at that scrunched in plastic.
Her arm is kind
of
fat.
Fucking...
Don't tell her that. She's going to get surgery on it.
It's just frozen... No,
I'm not disagreeing, but it's
no
also
emotion expression because nothing can move in her face. It's all tight and plat.
We don't see her trying to move. We don't know.
Disgusting.
Is there a video of her somewhere?
I don't know. We'll get to it maybe. Let Dan read
it's
some
not
more.
Not that bad. Well, for us not to listen.
This time we'll listen.
Despite already having two vaginoplasty surgeries. How many vaginoplasty surgeries did she... Despite already having two vaginoplasty surgeries, the plastic surgery addict is still not satisfied and plans to undergo her third operation in December to ensure that she has a more youthful vagina in time for Christmas. Because that's what you want for Christmas, is a youthful vagina.
I was going to say, what is the meaning...
All I want.
What is the meaning Christmas of what? You know what a youthful vagina is?
No. Why does it have to be done by Christmas?
Full vagina.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say this thing is single. So it's not like she's going to, like,
why
be under
she's single?
I just can't imagine her laying under a tree Christmas morning waiting for the guy
such
she's
a nice
with to
young
go,
vagina.
Her legs spread, going, Merry Christmas. And then there's this
look
plastic
my new vagina
twat. It's I don't know what Christmas has to do.
Three times I took a hot knife to it.
Ugh.
According to Star, the vaginoplasty involves tucking up the vagina, making it as small and tight as possible, while neatening it all from the outside. The procedure is usually aimed at women who have had children, but even though Star is not a mother, she's adamant the surgery is necessary for her.
That has nothing to do with anything.
She says, the Barbie vagina surgery, why is she calling it that, will enable me to have the most perfect vagina, just like Barbie. That is very confusing.
That's where it's a little odd, because Barbie does not have a vagina.
That's where it's a little odd?
Barbie's non-binary.
And why does Barbie have a young vagina?
Well, because she has no dick spin inside of it, I guess.
That's true, Ken didn't have a dick.
Neither one of them have genitals, that's the whole thing.
Weird. I wonder how they fuck.
Only in fucking Joe's mind.
Smacks them together. The 32-year-old will travel to Istanbul in Turkey to visit the Dr. B Clinic for the procedure, as it's the only medical center in the world
where
it's performs...
Dr. B Clinic?
Dr.
That sounds
B
professional.
It does.
If I was going to get surgery, Dan,
I'd go to Dr.
I would go to Dr. B.
Yeah. Not even a name?
No, just the letter.
Dr.
Just
B.
Dr. B.
Hi, Dr. B.
What up, B? I'm here for my surgery.
No cameras. As it's the only medical center in the world which
how's
performs
yell
this type
world
of
star
hip hop
if there's no cameras.
And performs this type of operation. That picture is the worst one. The one where she has all the bandages and shit.
Oh, let me see that.
Ian, look at this.
What was done to her ass?
Apparently she's a very heavy smoker and needs to quit. Nice. This is
is that in your joke book too? That's good.
Fuck you.
It's not a badass.
Take this and no.
What?
It's not a badass.
Once you unbandage it, it looks like there's still going to be powdered cement in that. That's disgusting.
Disgusting is a harsh word, man.
No, it's not. Not
it's
for that.
It's one of God's creatures, man.
What?
I don't know. You're talking about one of God's creatures.
Why are you saying that to me?
Who's?
I'm just saying it. I expected it to be worse. Am I the only one? Dan, what do you think?
I just think that's a lot of stuff to have on your butt.
Correct.
A lot of patches.
But even if you took...
Well, she heals, so, you know...
No! Even if you took the bandages off and out of that picture. You're left with this ass that is sticking up at the ceiling because there's nothing but plastic and whatever the fuck else injections. It's not an ass.
Maybe she put some of her arm
fat
in there.
It's a fucking toy collection under her pants. That's not a real ass. Do you understand? Does anyone understand?
Wait, it's got nothing to do with me being married, Agent Orange. I do all right.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't
apply to me. But anyway.
That doesn't do much for you.
It's...
No, listen, it's disgusting. She obviously has an endless
void inside
of her. I'm
saying there's nothing sexual about that. And the amount of women that spend all this money on this kind of shit, they're making themselves even... I shouldn't even say more hideous, because half of them, there's nothing wrong with them in the first place.
I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with all that, but I don't think she's that bad. I've seen, like, the cat people and all these weird, extreme plastic surgery. She's better than that.
What you're talking about is what she's going to look like in 10 years.
But does it right now.
But still.
You're telling me you would not fuck her?
Absolutely not.
Even for the story?
No.
Dan, would you fuck her?
For the story?
No, just would you fuck her?
For the story.
If that's what you want to say with your girlfriend listening, sure.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with that, Ian. It's honestly, I don't think I could maintain a hard-on with that thing in front of me.
What if your girlfriend decided she needs to have that surgery? Would you stay with her?
What?
If your girlfriend decided she needs to have some surgeries and that's what she ended
up
looking
like. Vagina?
Anywhere. Face, vagina. I mean, love is love, man.
This is not, you're putting me in
a Beatles song?
Predicament.
All right, fine, no predicament.
That has nothing to do with.
For $100, Joe will answer honestly.
All right, you're an asshole. You're a total asshole.
The Barbie vagina... This is the doctor talking now. This is the doctor. The doctor talking. The Barbie vagina involves reducing the length of the labia...
Oh, this is Dr. B?
This is Dr. B.
Talking about his procedure that is called the Barbie vagina?
Dr. Bulant Chihantimore. Dr. B. The Barbie vagina involves...
I apologize, Dan. Did it explain where this doctor is located?
Istanbul, Turkey. I just said
that. I thought you did, but I'm sorry. I was too busy being angry with Ian over his hypothetical nonsense.
When I say words, they just go off into the air somewhere.
I heard you. Good evening, Cousin Joe.
Did I cut you off?
I'm with Ian. I mean, you would. Look,
this is a good night for me and Royce.
But you would have sex with her. I mean... No. I'm not saying that you fall in love with her, marry her, want you to have kids, but
no.
Joe, I've known you, and up until now, because you have a wonderful girlfriend, I've seen some of the people you've had sex with.
Yeah.
So to sit here and pretend all of a sudden you have standards.
Oh, is, ouch.
It's kind of fly, you know?
Okay.
I've seen Joe get fucking hammered, take a benzo, and just have sex with what amounts to a fucking tree.
Oh, my God.
I think I've seen Joe have sex with a woman that looks like Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy. So it's like, then sit here and pretend, of course you would. You would have sex with. You're saying no because you don't want to get in trouble with your girlfriend.
No, it has nothing to do. All right.
Pussy.
All right, wait. Why don't we switch
I'm saying it next to Marie. I'm going to have sex with that woman. Look, see? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Everything's fine.
It has nothing to do with my answer. If I was single, I would give you the same exact response right now.
I believe that.
This does nothing for me. This kind of woman does not turn me on in any way where it's all plastic, Meg Griffin-looking face. It's disgusting.
He's saying that now because he's drinking apple cider. Apple booze and taking pills. Joe would have fucked her. The question should be, would you have sex with her now? Joe from 5 years ago would not only have sex with her, go out in a relationship with her, and then be upset when she didn't call him back.
Mm-hmm.
And then call me at 2 a.m.
Wow.
Going, I can't believe
that
she's calling
specific.
Me back.
No.
You had sex with a puppeteer. You fingered a puppeteer by a train. Don't fucking pretend.
You did?
Like you have fucking some sort of standard.
Oh, it's in the song, right?
Yeah. It's in the intro. But that's something to do. First of all, it's not having sex. It's only a finger at a train station, so it's not really.
It's almost romantic.
If a finger falls in the woods and no one's there to get fingered.
But that has nothing to do with me finding women who
I believe you,
inject themselves with plastic all over the place.
The Uber gamer points out you did have sex with your aunt.
Okay, that never happened at all.
Joe doesn't like anybody who sullies their body. Coming from the guy who just tased himself for money. And who's taking pills that are made in China and just shoved them in his fucking body. But no, you're right. You don't want Joe's body is a fucking temple.
I never said that. I'm not saying that has nothing to do with it. I'm talking about girls that get these. Again, this doctor is in what Istanbul, Dr. B. I mean,
Dr.
dude,
B.
Royce, how many fucking articles have you seen where women die all the time because they got ass implants and they were made of cement or whatever
Obviously, they didn't go to Dr. B.
Understand something. A woman surviving has nothing to do with whether or not I'll have sex with her. Do you know that those two things are mutually exclusive? Like, I get it. Some people die. I got it. Trust me. Some people die when they get choked during sex. Doesn't mean some people don't like it.
Okay, I don't think it's the same thing.
No. It is exactly the same.
E. Delio points out he had sex with his hand 5 feet from Royce to the memory of that moaning.
Yeah, you had sex in a tent and jerked off in the ground on Bonnaroo. Now all of a sudden you're like,
wait,
oh man, I couldn't possibly.
I didn't have sex, I just jerked off.
Hand sex.
So let me ask you something right now. Let's say you're single.
Okay.
You're at a bar.
Like you will be in 15 minutes.
That's all.
Fucking 12 minutes. You're at a bar. You're fucked up. Let's say you're single, so you don't have anybody. So let's take that off the table.
Okay.
You're drunk and you're hammered. It's 2 in the morning. You haven't had any fucking luck. Last call comes. She walks up and she goes, hey, you want to fuck me in your Solera? You, drunk and fucked up Joe, are going to go. You're going to go home instead and jerk off instead of having sex with her.
Well, since you put it that way.
Now that you added in that I'm drunk and single and fucked up, and I would consider it.
She has pills.
But there you go. That's all I wanted to hear.
But I still think she looks like a mutant.
I have a surprise for you. She's on the line.
This is your life, Joe Coletta. Your aunt is on hold.
Hey.
No, she's got the hotline. She can get right through.
Dick.
What? The Barbie vagina involves... This is the doctor.
Fucking Jared Morgan. Thank you. Her vagina is a balloon animal. Exactly. There's nothing sexy about
it.
It squeaks when you... Every pump, you get a squeak.
Have they shown the vagina, though? We don't know what it looks like.
No, I don't think they do. I think it's just your imagination.
My imagination.
Imagination land. The Barbie vagina involves reducing the length of the labia minora, which is twisting and tugging of the labia.
See?
I got to read Mersh.
Oh.
Joe, Mersh goes, I've seen some of the girls you fucked, Joe. Hell, I fucked a few myself. How dare you act like you're too good for this chick in the picture? I'm not saying I'm too good for her. I'm saying girls that inject themselves, especially in the face.
Unless it's heroin.
With plastic, just are a complete turnoff. They do nothing for me. I'm not saying I'm too good.
I think you're telling the truth. I just disagree. I don't think she looks that bad.
That's fine.
Right. Unlike them, I do believe that you mean that, though, that you feel that way. I'm with you on that. I do think you probably would fuck her in the right situation, like Royce presented.
Like the Royce scenario?
Yeah. You'd be sad. You'd be all broken up with and sad. You'd do it.
Yeah.
Drown your sorrows in that fake shit, you know? Why not?
Eat some fake pussy.
Eat some fake pussy. Imagine, just for the story, we'd ask you so many questions.
For the story?
Remember when you licked the fleshlight? You show us how you...
Yeah.
That's what it would taste like. When you ate that chick out.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be like a...
You'd be used to it. Exactly. Like a rubbery, plasticky feel.
No, they're just cutting it, like, they're cutting some of the lip out.
I'm going to explain what they do. After he does cuts the labia minora there.
Labia.
Yep.
Lights the minora.
He lights the labia minora. I then transfer autologous fat to the labia majora. In order to improve firmness and the contour of it, enhance the shape and correct proportional imbalances.
That's what I was saying. That creates the moose knuckle aspect. Yeah. The majora.
Fat makes majora rejuvenation, brightness, and also beautification. See, I've been telling people that. This technique turns her vagina into her teenager times. Other surgeons offer labioplasty or vagina surgery, but my difference is the technique I use, the way and the location of the transferring the fat into the body and the stage of preparation. I like that he's basically running an ad now for his... Come to Istanbul! His
cunt farm.
I will fix your vagina.
Sorry, Mersh is alleging that I fucked the cake farter. I did not fuck the cake farter.
Who's a cake farter?
Someone who farts in a cake.
Essentially, yeah.
I like half of that.
I would love for Mersh to call in and... You know, if it's one of those memories I don't have, but I vaguely know who he's talking about.
Who's a cake farter?
Mersh goes, oh, I stand corrected. I totally would have figured you would have fucked her too. LOL. Yeah, no, I didn't. I know you're talking about, but no, I didn't fuck her.
Wish we knew.
No. Anyway, sorry.
Feck. Press F for the dog who killed Al Baghdadi.
Thank you, Fat Keck Boy. $2. Press F for the dog who killed Al Baghdad.
Roy says, look, we all fucked the cake farter.
Except for me, apparently. Okay. Did not fuck the cake farter.
Well, child support thinks you did.
Well, they're wrong. And believe me, from what I remember, I don't blame Mersh for thinking that I did. But no, I really didn't. I would tell you. Trust me. But told a lot of stories on the show. It has nothing to do with my girlfriend listening. I told a lot of sex stories on the show. I would own up to it if I did, but I didn't.
Well, just for some reference, what is the cake farter situation?
It was on a show. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's this girl who got naked and hovered over a cake and farted in like the whipped cream, if I'm remembering it correctly. Yeah. So. Yeah. Not my show, by the way.
Men are so stupid. They're so dumb.
If Mersh wants to call in and refresh my memory.
Why does he think you fucked her?
About her. I don't. Probably because she was a slut.
She said it. He assumed it.
Because was she hot?
No, but back then, and this is why I get why he would assume I did, she was totally white trash easy, which was right up my alley at the time back then. Mm. So I get why he thought I would have, but no, I never. I don't even think I ever talked to her, to be honest with you. But if I left anything out, Mercer, if you want to add, or you know, I just any excuse for you to call in.
Why don't you just beg him?
I am. It's been a while since we heard from Mersh. I miss my friend Mersh. But
would you still eat that cake after she farted on it?
No.
Then?
Would I eat the cake? Yeah.
Is it ruined?
Do I have to eat the part she farted on?
I don't know. It's the whole cake. Yes. It's only air.
The entire top of the cake.
What kind of cake?
Strawberry whipped cream cake.
Oh, strawberry.
That's the reason strawberry you don't like?
Strawberry. I don't like fruits and vegetables.
I wonder if there's a video of that out there. There probably is.
The cake farter?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to unearth that next week with the joke book.
Positive. Yeah, I got to look for that.
I can't wait till Joe looks for the joke book next week at 6:55. Hold on, I'll write it down.
On the find cake fart video.
Chapter 3 of the Joe checklist.
All right, I just gave Mersh the number to call in, so expect a call on Skype there, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. By the way, again, if you hadn't noticed, today's Tuesday, not Thursday.
Oh, no, so shit.
When these things happen and we don't go live, you should be following us on Twitter for updates. I'll give those out after this call. Hello?
Oh, man, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Honestly, Joe, I thought you fucked the cake for her at one point.
I really did, man, I would tell you, but...
Now, yeah, she used to always roll out with us to the Cobby and Kenny... That little fucking, what was that place in Nyack?
Down in Nyack. That's the show.
Yeah. She was like a little chuckle fucker. She banged Norton.
I was going to say, didn't it stem from O&A and then the show you were on, it was done as well?
Yeah. I think it was the other way around. I think we did it, they did it, and then we brought it to them.
Okay, that's right.
Because that was like one of many times that they kind of jacked up it. And they were like, yeah, we'll get you guys on the show. And then their idea... of eventually getting us on the show is getting Dave to fucking kiss some dude's dick for $100.
Oh my god!
I forgot
about that. Yeah, for those of you that don't know, which
includes... but yeah, Amy the cake farter, dude. She was
that was her name.
She was Long Island. She's the coolest Long Island trashy fucking chick to go out and just make a fucking embarrassment of yourself with.
So did I explain it right? Didn't she?
Yeah, no, you got it right. That's pretty much all it was. It was like, what is the cake? Not like some elaborate story.
Right.
Some chick that was willing to come on and get naked and fart on a cake. Apparently a lot of, you know, nuance to the story.
Right. Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
And you know how it was. Like, back then, you get a girl who's, like, you know, not fat and, like, willing to, like, just show up and do shit like that. You're like, you're a winner. Yeah, keep hanging out with us.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, we're doing a show at a fucking, you know, cigar bar in Nyack. We're in Merrick next week. You want to come in and fart on a cake? We'll sell some tickets.
The good old days. Yeah, fuck.
You know, we should put the band back together again. We'll fuse it with, like,
new era Long Island trash. We do like we'll get like the Amy the Cake Farter. We'll get the bagel guy, you know, the little dude.
Isn't he in jail
we can
now?
Put together like a real, I don't know, probably. He deserves to be.
I know. But have you?
But yeah, so that was the whole thing. I just figured you banged her at one point because you and I had to. I think we overlapped a few times. The circles are very small. You know?
Yeah, fair enough.
When you're both emotionally unavailable, narcissistic psychopaths, you know, you're like, oh yeah, no, I did too. Cheers.
Yeah, no, you're right. But this, trust me, I tell you, this wasn't one of them. But yeah. And we got
one of those guys that chicks would like go to both of us try to get us jealous of each other. And we'd be like, yeah, well, I'm going to fuck Cousin Joe. And you'd be like, all right. Yeah, I don't think you're understanding how either me or his brain works. All right, I guess.
Well, we should definitely do a... now, before I say anything, have you or Royce announced anything recently about taking a trip anywhere?
Yeah, we're moving up to New York. We got a big meeting. We are becoming majority shareholders of Gas Digital Network. We're buying out a large share of Ralph Sutton's holdings as well as Louis J. Gomez's holdings, and we're going to take over. And our first order of business is we're going to be firing Big J. Okerson and replacing him with Milo. So we got a couple things in the works, I think, we're very excited about.
It sounds very exciting.
No, we're going up there to do the Real Ass Podcast, and it may be your show too, bud.
I was just going to say, I would love to not only hang out with you guys, but if you wanted to come down here and do the show, I mean, I know you're here for like, what, a week about?
Yeah, I think Royce is only staying for like the weekend. I'm staying till like after Christmas.
Okay. All right, but I was going to say, if you guys are busy with certain shit and can't make a Thursday show, we would definitely do another show and have you guys on it when you're up here. That would be fucking great.
Yeah, like I said, he's going to be there for the whole weekend. He leaves Monday, and then I'm staying through till Friday. But
you're staying in Long Island after he leaves?
Yeah, when he leaves, I'm going to be staying, well, not Long Island. I'm going to be staying in Long Island City.
Okay. All right, so I was getting close enough.
I'm trying to get, like, the whole, you know, get a hotel that actually is facing the city and actually, like, have 1 year of my adult life at Christmas time where I'm a successful adult before it all fucking crashes down again, you know?
I think you're going to ride this wave for a while, my friend.
Before I first fuck this up, I want to have one Christmas where I get to stay in the city and act like a big shot and then look at the fucking, and then watch the, whatever it is, the Rockettes, if they haven't been replaced by fucking trans teenagers, trans black pregnant teenagers yet.
If they haven't yet, I'm sure it'll be there in the next 5 years. You're right. But yeah.
But hey, thanks for letting me call in. I got to go get ready for my show. But before I go, I just want to let your listeners know that Jeffrey Epstein definitely didn't kill himself. Thanks for having me on, Joe.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
Later, man.
Later.
There goes Mersh. Make sure you check out Nightwave. 1 hour from now, 10 o'clock on YouTube. Search Nightwave Radio if you don't already know. Royce in the chat, hell yeah, let's do a show. That would be great. Yeah, if you guys want to come down here, I'll have to knock down a wall to fit everybody. But I'll move some stuff around, and we'll definitely put a show together. Absolutely. That would be fucking amazing. All of us in the studio, on the I'm really looking forward to this. All right, I can't believe how quick this show went. It's 9 o'clock already. Again, I was saying before Mersh called in, we had to cancel Thursday and do tonight instead, obviously. So if shit like that happens in the future, you want to be notified, right? Because who would want to miss a show like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, subscribe to Nightwave Radio. Follow at Cousin Joe Show on Twitter. From there, you can follow me, Joe Coletta. You can follow Cousin Dan. You can follow Ian, who never goes on Twitter.
I did today.
You did.
You did.
And E-Rog Rogers is Ian's Twitter handle. I'll just retweet one of your things. And
I think you did just now, the picture of you pissing.
Okay, then yeah, you can get it from there and follow him.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, thanks, everybody. It was a fun show. My arm hurts. We will see you next Thursday. Have a good Halloween.
We're going to be reading from a joke book.
Yeah, I got to dig that up, and we absolutely will. That's right. By the way, we not only hit the goal for the taser, but past that, our month goal. I can't thank you guys enough. All of you who contributed, donated, really, really fucking appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
And all of you just hang out and hang with us and are funny as fuck.
Yeah, tell your friends.
If you don't donate, we thank you just the same.
Tell your friends on Thursday nights just the same, that they should definitely listen
just
to.
Just a notch lower. A
cunt hair lower.
Yeah, just cunt hair lower.
Cunt hair.
Yeah.
A Barbie cunt hair.
Yes. Thank you.
Perfect.
All right. We'll see you guys next Thursday. Have a good Halloween.
Thanks, guys.